go in using race to keep classrooms balanced. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Those opposing the use of race in school assignments argue education must be colorblind. On the other side, worries that past desegregation gains are evaporating. Does it matter? A provocative University of North Carolina study finds low-income children do worse in reading when they're in predominantly minority schools. It claims that classroom makeup influences early reading development more than the method of instruction or a child's home setting.
We have 40 years of research that would prevent a person from being surprised by these findings.
Researcher Kirsten Kynes.
What is surprising is that it's hard for us to find judicial rulings that are responsive to findings like these.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
We are a nation on the move, but sometimes not very fast. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Steve, this is prime commuting time. How's it going for many Americans?
Well, slower and slower, Nick.
About a 45 to 60-minute delay.
We hear it and live it in so many places.
52% of the country's freeways and interstates are congested.
Chris Mitchell of the Reason Foundation, which funded this new study, finds congestion worst in California, New Jersey, and Minnesota. And new census numbers show Phoenix on the move, passing Philadelphia as the nation's fifth largest city. Richardson Dilworth at Drexel University.
The Southwest as a region overall has been gaining population, Phoenix included.
And there's more suburban growth outside Dallas and Las Vegas, for example. Reporting live, Steve Kathan and CBS News.
Grim new violence in Iraq. The wails of grief in the wake of a car bombing that's left at least 20 people dead. Southeast of Baghdad, police say the bodies of 20 beheaded men were discovered. In Basra, three British troops were killed by a roadside bomb. Today, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley will meet with Senator Richard Lugar, a prominent Republican who's turned against administration war policy. Tainted toothpaste imported from China. It appears more tubes made it to more places than first thought. Let's get the latest on the story from CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
Nick, about 900,000 tubes of the contaminated toothpaste have turned up in mental hospitals, prisons, juvenile detention centers, and some hospitals serving the general population. Most seem to have ended up in Georgia, with North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida also reporting fines. No reported illnesses there, but the FDA is still advising all American consumers to throw out all Chinese-made toothpaste, regardless of the brand. Nick?
In parts of Texas, it just won't stop. The surging waters of Lake Austin as torrential rains continued overnight. It's Austin's wettest year ever with more than 30 inches of rain so far.
It's a wonder we're alive. It's a wonder that we lived through this.
The Texas National Guard's been deployed to areas drenched by a week and a half of downpours. People were rescued from rooftops and trees. More rain is in the forecast. To Northern California. In the air, a plane dropped its cargo of flame retardants. On the ground, crews near Lake Tahoe kept busy with chainsaws, cutting down trees, hoping to stop a wildfire that's destroyed more than 200 homes and other buildings. The blaze is now more than half contained, though Incident Commander Rich Hawkins says it's no time to relax.
We still have very strong winds forecast for the foreseeable future. There's a high probability of other dangerous fires breaking out elsewhere in the northern half of the state.
What's the greatest threat posed by climate change? A new UN study says it's the spread of deserts, and experts warn.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next 10 years. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
For all your home improvement needs, Lowe's, let's build something together.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A man camping near where a 24-year-old Colorado Geological Survey intern's body was found, now in custody on suspicion of her murder. Alicia Herberton Miramoto was mapping geological sites in the San Isabel National Forest in a remote part of Park County when she was slain. A complex revamping of the nation's immigration laws facing a crucial test in the U.S. Senate today. Colorado Democrat Ken Salazar in favor of the bill in its current form and explains how it might affect illegals if it becomes law.
They work steadily for at least 8 years and they pay some stiff penalties and fees and they learn English, go to the back of the line, then they would be eligible for citizenship somewhere between 8 to 13 years from the time that the legislation is enacted.
Defeat of a motion to cut off debate would likely doom the overhaul until the next Congress and next president take over. Meanwhile, the U.S. House approving prohibiting the use of federal funds to move forward on plans for commercial-scale development of oil shale in Colorado. That amendment by our Democratic Congressman Mark Udall prohibits spending federal funds to prepare final regulations on oil shale development or conduct lease sales. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. I'm Shannon Stone filling in for Gina this morning. Good start to your Thursday. Boulder Turnpike looking well as southbound I-25 from 84th into town is rolling pretty smooth for you. In the foothills, we do have a problem. Westbound I-78 Evergreen, a car hit a deer. And if you're heading to Colorado Springs, southbound I-25 at Toma Road, still picking up in construction. So it's dropping that down to one lane and speeds in the 20s and 30s. Rest of the highway is looking pretty good and wide open for you on this early morning. AM 760 weather, high today, 87. It's going to be a warm.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads. Absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call or request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127. 7127.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800- 1-800-322-1437.
Prepared.
I cleaned my car yesterday.
Well, congratulations.
So I don't have the same kind of luck that you do.
I should have gone and got my car washed, shouldn't I?
That and then it would have rained for sure.
Yeah, that would have done it. You're right. A lot of ground to cover this morning. Keith Olbermann had an excellent report on Countdown last night about the White House refusing, on grounds of executive privilege, to honor Senate subpoenas and release documents relating to its warrantless wiretapping. We're going to have that report by Olbermann, plus his guest Jonathan Turley, plus, on top of that, coming up at 6:30, we're going to talk to Aziz Huck, who we've had on before. He's the director of Liberty and National Security Project at the Brennan Center for Justice. And before joining the center, Mr. Huck clerked for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg during the October 2003 term of the Supreme Court, and for Judge Robert D. Sack of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And we'll be talking to him about where he thinks all of this is going legally and what he thinks about all this that is going on. And Dick Cheney, I guess, is apparently, he and David Addington have apparently dropped their argument that he's not part of the executive branch. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to laugh. You know, there's two ways you can look at this, and the two ways you can look at it is you can be really angry, and you can look at this as just being a tragic, tragic chapter in the history of this country. Don't forget, you know, we went after Nixon for the exact same things, even though now there's this revisionist history floating around out there about how Tricky Dick shouldn't have been forced to leave office. And he looks better now than the current administration. And I've always said this on the air. One of the things that drives me crazy about talk radio, one of the things that drives me crazy about progressive radio, one of the things that drives me crazy about right-wing talk radio is it's so damn predictable. It's not like it used to be. No, it really is predictable. On the left, it's this way. Bush is bad, 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 every single day. Yeah, well, we already know that. And on the right, it's liberals are bad, blame it all on Clinton. Liberals are bad, blame it all on Clinton. Liberals are bad, blame it all on Clinton. For people who sat around for I don't know how many years, because remember, I used to function in that environment over there, talking about personal responsibility. These are a group of guys and women, men and women, who take no personal responsibility at all for the situation we're in, and they try to foist it off on somebody else, including Rudy Giuliani, yesterday or the day before, giving a speech at Pat Robertson's university. Praise the Lord. And trying to blame 9/11 on Bill Clinton. Rudy. Rudy, 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 Rudy. Rudy. Now, Rudy, you were the mayor after the first bombing of the World Trade Center. Rudy, what did you do about it? Not only did you not do anything about it, not only
were the police and fire using the same radios as the time of the first attack, so they couldn't talk to each other. But also, Rudy, you moved the Office of Emergency Management into the towers. Come on. And why did you do that? Because it was convenient. Because you could walk to it. And what about those pictures of Rudy walking around on the streets of New York after 9/11? America's mayor. The heroic Rudy. Well, you know why he was walking around on the streets after 9/11? Because his office got the holy blown out of it, and he had no place to go. That's why. So the Rudisill is pushing all of this. By the way, he's a one-horse candidate, too. The war on terror is like his central theme. He can't talk about anything else. And it's not going to work. Plus, on top of that, if you're watching Oberman last night, and I can't remember who went into this, but whoever went into it, this was really true. You know, the Rude is a dysfunctional Catholic. Now, I'd like to ask Dan Kaplis and others who are Catholics with a big C, just like I'm a Jew with a big J, could they vote for Rudy Giuliani? Because technically, if you get divorced without the church's permission, if you don't get your marriage annulled, then you're no longer a Catholic. So the Rude's got that problem, too. But that's the way talk radio is, as I was saying before. I mean, it's just really, really predictable. And I try not to do that stuff. I try not to be predictable. But this whole thing with Cheney, we got to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it at 6:30. We're going to get into it. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about the crumbling support from the GOP for what's going on in Iraq. Now not only is it Richard Lugar, but it's also Senator George Voinovich of Ohio is now saying that the surge isn't working and that we got to find some other strategy. So now we're talking about another strategy because the current one isn't working. Now you got people of the president's own party who are coming around and are saying, you know, this is insane. It's not working. So that's a couple of the things we're going to talk about, plus anything else I can inject. And any kind of trouble I think that I can get into. J. Marvin determined to burn down the house before 10 o'clock in a gigantic funeral pyre, as Jim Morrison says. Oh, we should play that by Jim Morrison. Light my fire. What do you think, John? Yeah. All right. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sitting in for Gina, who is on vacation, is... Who is it?
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Everyone wants the best, probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named the Consumer's Digest Best Buy. The Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek, and the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy. Because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price negotiated at signing, except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Bed. But the Sleep Number Bed's revolutionary air chamber technology helps reduce pressure points so you toss and you turn less and you wake up feeling a whole lot better. Plus, at the simple touch of a button, you can change the firmness from extra firm to feather soft or anywhere in between. My Sleep Number is about 76. And the best of all, this is the best thing, each side of the bed adjusts independently so you truly get the personalized comfort you deserve. It's like having two beds in one. There's never been a better time to learn about the Sleep Number bed, because Select Comfort has taken personalized comfort to the next level by creating a new generation of Sleep Number beds, including new multi-layer comfort systems that not only feel luxurious, but help balance your body temperature as you sleep. You really have to check into this bed. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and they have been named Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Starting today, Select Comfort is celebrating Independence Day with a July 4th closeout sale. There's never been a better time now to get to this remarkable bed. Visit a Select Comfort store and see how you can take advantage of no interest and no payment financing until 2009 on Select Sleep Number bed sets. Also, hurry in for big savings on closeout models. So come in now. The 4th of July sale ends Sunday, July the 8th. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, Southland Mall, and the brand-new location at the 29th Street Mall.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say it to you.
624, 24 minutes after the hour. Good morning. High today, 86, slight chance of thunderstorms. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And we've got Aziz Huck coming up here in a few moments. But my good friend Pat from Broomfield wants to talk about Rudy and his Catholicism. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Just wanted to clarify the Catholic thing. I am Catholic and have been through that process. Actually, he can go to church. He just can't take the sacraments, can't receive communion, can't do those things. He can go to Mass now. If he is taking the sacraments, and he's on wife number three, am I correct? He's either really breaking the rules or he's gotten two sets of annulments. And the annulments are really not that difficult. I think the annulment process really is the church's attempt to get people out of, let's call it, a bad marriage or an unsuccessful marriage, and you have to prove that the person you married in the first place didn't have good intentions at the time. And it really centers around you being able to practice your faith and you being able to raise your children as Catholic. And it's the church's way, in my opinion, to deal with divorce, truthfully.
Let me ask you, because I don't know, so I need to ask this.
Okay.
How long after you get married can you get an annulment? Like, for instance, if I got married and 5 years later, or 6 years, I decided...
Oh, yeah.
You can still get one, like, after all that time?
Well, what you have to do is you fill out a form, and you have to document that your spouse is in some way attempting to keep you from practicing your faith, or that they entered saying they were on board with everything and really weren't. In my case, my ex-husband he would make sure we were a one-car family in those days and make sure that the car wasn't there on Sunday morning. He was off fishing or whatever. And little things, you know, and I'm serious. That's what I'm saying. It's the church is attempting to get people out of these situations without, quote unquote, allowing a divorce.
Oh, man.
Process.
How would you see? Well, as far as I know, though, Rudy has never had any annulments. He just had divorces.
Well, then he's not playing the game the right way. He's not. I mean, I can tell you very honestly, and when my cousin husband, we've been married for over 30 years now, but when I went for 20 years without taking communion, believe it or not. Because at first I didn't want to go through the process. I didn't like the idea. And then finally I said, this is asinine. You know, I'm not doing myself any favors. I'm Catholic. You know, get on with it. And it's a lengthy process. It takes easily a year. You have to get written statements from two people that can say, yes, they know this happened. And it doesn't have to be anything physical. It doesn't, none of that. I mean, and you don't have to have pictures, you know, that sort of thing. It's just a lengthy. You go through a tribunal, and you don't ever. I mean, your paperwork goes through. You don't ever stand there and say, "Oh yeah, he did this or that," but it does work.
Have they ever? Well, we don't. I don't know if you'd know this or not, and I certainly don't know the answer. They ever rejected anybody?
I don't know. They didn't reject me, and actually my present husband, who is an unbaptized person. An unbaptized person is kind of a strange entity, and especially in the Catholic world. He was married the first time to a gal, and they were married by an Episcopal priest. According to the rules, he was married in the eyes of God. He had to go through one also, even though theoretically he didn't really grasp what was going on because he was an unbaptized person.
Okay, let me ask you this. So I totally and completely understand this and get it.
Okay.
Okay. So if I'm Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and I get a divorce,
mm-hmm.
and I don't bother to go to the church to get an annulment,
mm-hmm.
then can I still be Catholic, or can I be, or would I be considered to be a non-practicing Catholic?
You can still be Catholic. Now, let's say you don't remarry. If you don't remarry, it doesn't matter. The remarriage is the secret. I mean, that's the key to all of this, because in the eyes of the church, you're still married to that first person. So let's say you break up with your spouse and you're just off living by yourself, or you're doing whatever you're doing. Fine. You go to church. You do what you want to do. It's if you choose to remarry that you have to get rid of that original relationship, that original marriage, and then you go through this process. But you can go to church. You can pray. I did. I considered myself a Catholic. I considered myself as much a part of the church. I just felt I had to respect the rules, so I didn't take communion. It was not a happy time in my life because that's important to me, and I feel like it brings a lot to me, but that was the way it was explained, and that's what I did.
Okay, makes sense to me.
Catholic Church is not as magical as people really want to make it, believe it or not. And I, as I said, I really, honestly, in my heart, believe the Church recognizes the terrible situation we have in the world with divorce, and this is a way to get around that without embracing that concept.
Pat, you're the best. I appreciate the call.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here's Becky and Greeley. Becky, your mother-in-law had one denied?
Oh, this is actually a pretty good story, Jay. My mother-in-law for, 30 years worked for the Catholic Church as a music minister. And she was married for 10 years to my father-in-law, and they got divorced, and she had met someone that she was working with, and they wanted to get married. So she applied for the annulment and could not prove that my father-in-law was keeping her from practicing her faith. And the funny part about it is she actually had an affair with the other guy who she's been married to now for years and years. But it's just, you know, it was denied. And then actually they ended up getting fired from their jobs because they couldn't complete the sacrament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Why did they get fired from their job? What were they doing?
Because they were both music ministers.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess she went through the appeal process 3 times total, and they denied it until the 3rd time. They had gotten married, her and my new stepfather, had gotten married through the Justice of the Peace. And got, like I said, they got fired from their jobs because they weren't married in the eyes of the church. And meanwhile, my other father-in-law is trying to, you know, get his annulment so he can get remarried. And he finally just gave up because he didn't think they were going to ever do the annulment. So he got married in a different church. And then they found out that my mother-in-law had cheated on him. And then they granted his annulment but wouldn't bring hers.
I see. Well, listen, I ask a question, you step forward and answered it. And thanks, and I hope you have a really good day.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Jay.
Sure, you bet.
Bye.
Okay, I never thought you could have one denied. I never thought they would, but there's Becky, and there's one denied. All right, we'll get into Cheney. We'll get into where we're headed here legally. 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Shannon Stone in doing traffic this
yes,
morning.
Sir.
Shannon?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Southbound I-25 from Thornton and North Glen. Usual heavy traffic from 120th to about 84th. And eastbound 270 across Commerce City. No problems. Just a lot of company for you at this time in the morning. In the foothills, westbound I-70 at Evergreen. Watch for a car that hit a deer. And if you're heading to Colorado Springs, this is good news. Southbound I-25 at Toma Road. Those lanes have been opened up from construction, so speeds are starting to pick up there. If you're heading to DIA, looking pretty good for you. Security wait time, it's less than 10. AM 760 weather today. A high of 87. Low tonight, 57. And for your Friday, it's going to be a hot one. High of 90, currently 57. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new Java Chillers, a cold, creamy cup of frozen indulgence made with Sonic's.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around
Tapas.
Here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna States. Melt sounds good with a side of linguine, start
Korean.
With superpages.com.
South.
You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Hi, HQ. Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
Some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance. With easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. These electronic documents also help eSurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But eSurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With eSurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your eSurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have eSurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at eSurance. Get your auto insurance quote at eSurance.com today.
It's finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 86. All right, we're going to talk about where we are here with the Vice President in the Congress. And let me introduce a guy who's been on here before, Aziz Huq. He's the director of the Liberty and National Security Project at the Brennan Center for Justice. And before joining the center, Mr. Huq clerked for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg during the October 2003 term of the Supreme Court of the United States, and also for Judge Robert D. Sack of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And Aziz, hang on here just a second. We're going to play this cut of Keith Olbermann from Countdown last night with Jonathan Turley, and this runs about 6 minutes. So hang tough, listen to this, and then I want you to further kind of break all this down.
Yeah, no problem. And okay. You know that I wrote a book on this called Unchecked and Unbalanced Presidential Power in a Time of Terror.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put it. Didn't mean that I didn't. I'm
no,
sorry.
No,
I didn't put that in.
That's probably more of the relevant qualification than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hang on a second, and I'm just going to put you on hold, and you'll be able to hear this, and we'll check it out. All right. This is from Countdown last night, courtesy of MSNBC.
Good evening from New York. If you're scoring at home, or even if you're alone, sharpen your pencil. The White House now claiming it will not release documents related to the warrantless eavesdropping program on the grounds that the executive branch has a right to receive confidential advice, while at the same time still refusing to comply with its own executive order regarding the safeguarding of classified documents, the order meant to apply to all entities within the executive branch. In our fifth story on the Countdown, something the White House might find more difficult to argue against, congressional subpoenas. Senator Leahy telling President Bush, enough already. The Senate Judiciary Committee issuing subpoenas first to the Vice President's office, now to the White House, for documents related to Mr. Bush's NSA spy program. Also named in the subpoenas, signed by Committee Chairman Leahy, were the Justice Department and the National Security Council. Meantime, Mr. Cheney morphing his legal argument to keep his secret papers out of the hands of the National Archives. The Vice President's Chief of Staff, lawyer and general consigliere David Addington, sending a letter to Senator John Kerry yesterday in which he now says Mr. Cheney's office will not comply because it is not an agency. Dear Senator Kerry, Addington writes, the executive order on classified national security information, executive order 12958, as amended in 2003, makes clear that the vice president is treated like the president and distinguishes the two of them from agencies. The executive order gives the ISU, under the supervision of the archivist of the United States, responsibility to oversee certain activities of agencies, but not of the vice president or president. Let's turn now to try to understand how this meshes with the Constitution to George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, a scholar of constitutional law. John, good evening.
Hi, Keith.
The White House responded to the subpoenas by saying it's unfortunate that congressional Democrats continue to choose the route of confrontation. But without a confrontation, was the White House simply going to comply with this? And if the White House now does not honor this subpoena, is it not being confrontational constitutionally?
Well, there's a lot of people chuckling when the White House said that, because it has literally been years. The members of Congress have demanded information about the domestic surveillance program. There have been hearings. I testified at some of those hearings. Others have. And no information has been forthcoming. Even allies of the administration, such as Senator Spector and Senator Feinstein, who's been very cooperative with the administration in the past, they were stonewalled on many of these points. And so there was a great deal of laughter when they said that, because there has been literally no avenue that has been found to get this information out of the administration.
What sort of time frame? Do we have any idea that what we're looking at for a court fight between the White House and the Senate? Is it possible the White House could just run out the clock until its administration is over here?
They could. I mean, they could do a sort of Tai Chi of litigation and just move incredibly slowly. This president doesn't have long to go. But there is one thing that might concern them about the court, and that is, you know, for many years since we first found out about this program, some of us have said that this was a clearly criminal act that the president called for, that under federal law, it's a federal crime to do what the president ordered hundreds of people to do. Now, if we're right, not only did he order that crime, but it would be, in fact, an impeachable offense. Now, both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, have avoided this sort of pig in the parlor. They don't want to recognize that this president may have ordered criminal offenses, but they may now be on the road to do that, because the way Congress can get around the executive privilege in court is to say we're investigating a potential crime. And if they do it here, that crime was ordered by no one other than George Bush.
About the Addington letter regarding the vice president, it's beginning to sound like a game of 20 questions, like the old what's my line? Is he an agency? No, Ms. Kilgallen. Is he part of the executive branch? Does Addington's argument now have any merit, or is it mere legalese, and are they trying to hide the definition of what he actually is, what the vice president actually is?
Well, I think we have a pretty darn good idea what the vice president is constitutionally. He happens to be found in Article 2 of the Constitution, where other executives, including the president, are found and his duties are laid out. There's never been a question about that. The position adopted by Mr. Addington and Mr. Cheney, to put it bluntly, was absurd. I mean, it was completely frivolous. And what really is striking about this is the lack of coherence and control within the administration. The vice president's office is a true center of gravity unto itself. I mean, in past administrations, if someone like Mr. Addington made such a moronic argument as this one, they would be out of a job the next week. I mean, he started this huge controversy. Everyone that of any credibility said that it was a ridiculous argument, and now they're trying to backpedal and say, well, we're going to go with a different argument. I think that what it really shows is the lack of sort of adult supervision within the administration of somebody to come out with a coherent and single position for the president.
So that'd be a no. So that's $25. Turn the cards over and we'll turn to Bennett Cerf. Last question, John. Some senior officials in the administration were trying to claim today that all this letter, everything else, amounts to the vice president's office throwing in the towel on the argument that it's not part of the executive branch, but it's still not going to comply with the order. Is it really just is this an attempt to stop what Congressman Emanuel talked about yesterday, cutting off the funding? Is it just more smokescreen? Is it just more delay? What is it?
Well, frankly, I think that it's opportunism. This administration, I have to say, has a certain contempt for the law. They treat it like some of my criminal defendants used to treat it, you know, that they come up with any argument that might work and they want you to try it out with a court of law. And it's a sort of shocking development. You know, it shows not just a contempt for the law, but a contempt as well for a co-branch of the legislative branch. But at the end of the day, they will lose, and they're making the situation worse. They're giving Congress all the power it needs to push executive privilege right out of a courtroom.
Wow. The constitutional law professor, Jonathan Turley, who should know, as always, sir, great. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Keith.
6:44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's Keith Olbermann and Jonathan Turley, courtesy of MSNBC and Countdown. And on the line with us is the author of Unchecked and Unbalanced. Here's Aziz Huq. Okay, Aziz, what do you make of all of this?
Well, let me pick up, John, on something that John Turley said, the idea that the administration has not been consistent. And I think it's been remarkably consistent on one thing, and that is that daddy knows best, that when it comes to hard decisions of national policy, where there are closely intertwined questions of law and of our values, that the administration is going to do what it wants, and it's not going to tell anyone what it's done. And regardless of the legal theory that it uses to support that position, it's been pretty consistent in the goal that it wants to achieve.
I've resisted this all along, but I'm going to ask you, give me one coherent, one good reason why the Congress of the United States should not impeach both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney.
I think that the reason for not impeaching, and as John Turley said, there are acts not just in the wiretapping area, but I think more importantly in the ordering of torture that are clearly criminal acts, clearly things that Congress has said are against the law. I think that the argument for not impeaching isn't a legal one. It's a basically political one. It's an argument about what political capital does the Congress have, and what does it want to spend its time doing in the next year and a half before the clock runs out? Does it want to deal with the very, very difficult question that the failed policies of the last few years have left on the table? And I'd include in that the wiretapping and our detention policy and Iraq, which is a terribly, terribly difficult policy area. Do we want to deal with that, or do we want to look backward? And my view has always been that the nation is best served by dealing with the problems at hand.
My wife Mary says to me last night, this is all well and good that they're looking into this, but these guys will go to court, they will run the clock down, and no one will end up being held responsible.
Well, there's certainly historical precedent for that. If you look at the papers that were released yesterday by the CIA, the so-called family jewels, and this is something that Fred Schwartz and I talk about in Unchecked and Unbalanced, this book, because Fritz was the chief counsel to the Church Committee, which investigated the CIA and the FBI at the end of the 1970s and actually documented a lot of what's in the family jewels, although they didn't publicize those papers. If you look at those papers, if you look at the people who were involved in them, many of them are back in government. Almost none of them were ever criminally punished. Historically, it has been very, very hard to impose criminal sanctions on people who violate the law in the name of national security. And that's true from the Cold War era. It was found to be painfully true in the Iran-Contra scandal, if you remember, where there was an effort to prosecute both John Poindexter and Oliver North. And both of those prosecutions floundered for different reasons. And I suspect that the same is going to be true today. And so what we realistically, I think, have to focus on is how do we stop these things happening again? Because the problems here are structural. The problems here are in the nature of the vast size of government and the powers that it has these days.
Well, we thought we stopped it with the Church Committee, but obviously no. And obviously if you put laws in place like FISA, doesn't make any difference.
There's a grain of truth to that, but I think that the laws have made a difference. FISA has made a difference, and the debate today would be very different if FISA wasn't there. There would be no way of pushing back against executive claims that, well, we can spy on whoever we want. The reason that we can make those claims legally is that FISA exists. And the same is true in the detention field where there are laws against torture. The laws make a difference. Even if they are not obeyed all the time, they make a difference. And what we've learned over the last few years is that there is a tremendous need for new ways of checking executive power. And one of the areas in which we really need to pay a lot of attention is the other thing that John and Keith were talking about, this issue of how does the executive interpret the law? You know, is it a game of 20 questions where you pick the answer that best suits your client, the president, regardless of how much it hurts your real client, the United States? So we have a lot of work to do on that point, too.
All right. In 30 seconds, a prediction from you. Where does all this end?
I played the Yogi Berra school on prediction.
Well, you got to. Where does all this end up?
You know, I think that we will see some oversight over the next 18 months. I think that one thing that will happen over the next 18 months is that we will hear a lot more stories from soldiers and intelligence officials about the really, really awful things that have happened. And if I've talked to, I've gone and spoken at military bases. I've talked to a lot of people in uniform, and the stories that we've seen are the tip of the iceberg. And so I think we'll see a lot more of that. We'll see a lot more evidence that these policies are simply wholesale failures. We'll see some accountability, but the real question will be in 08 and how these issues play out in the national election.
Aziz, thank you. I really appreciate you getting up and being on the show this morning, and look forward to having you back again real soon.
It's always a pleasure, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it. There's Aziz Huq. He is the author of Unchecked and Unbalanced, about the Bush-Cheney administration. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Sharon Stone does traffic for Gina.
Well, good morning, JC 470 through Highlands Ranch and hooking up to Denver Tech Center, looking pretty good for you. I-25 moving good through town. On the south end of town, on the north end of town, a little bit different story. Southbound I-25 from Thornton and North Glen, it is the usual heavy traffic from 120th all the way into town. Eastbound 270 across Commerce City, no problems, just a lot of company for you. And if you're heading out to DIA, it's looking good, but security wait time is now up to 20 minutes. AM 760 weather, high today of 87, low tonight around 57 for your Friday, another hot one, high of 90, currently 57. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. Next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I talk about Rockies a lot, and with good reason. They're big supporters of this show. They're big supporters of AM 760, and they're my friends. I really love them. And I wouldn't hesitate to send any of you someplace that Mary and I have gone time and time again and just gotten first-class treatment. They have the largest selection of clean late-model used vehicles. That's cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Over 650 on that lot. And that's a lot of vehicles to choose from. Their matching down incentive is going on, which will give you a break car payment-wise. And they've got good, passionate people who care about what they do. People like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Spanky Herrera, and Freddie Labrato, and Johnny Mays, and Gerard Menard. And, I talk about these same people all the time, but there's over 100 employees out there. Juan and... there's so many people out there who work really hard. So if you're looking to go someplace where you're going to get treated with respect plus get a deal, then you want to go to Rocky's. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory for yourself or get out there. They're open until 9 tonight. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for 2 hours of discussion on cars and car repair. You'll get the latest automotive news, new car reviews, lots of consumer information, money-saving tips. So, you know, if you want to save money and make your car last forever, this show is for you. I think Dennis Kucinich would like it, and I'm willing to bet you will too. Sunday morning, 9 to 11, right here. See you then.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond 5th Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Can't touch Dick.
Who?
Can't touch Dick.
Yeah, really? Don't know Dick.
Can't touch Dick. Can't touch Dick. My job as VP is really hard. The Constitution I'll discard. Eavesdropping, warrant free. Don't mess with me, I'm the VP. Subpoena me, and I'll have fun by shooting you with my big gun. Can't touch that!
Wasn't that song originally done by MC Hammer? Whatever happened to MC Hammer? That was like his only hit, then he like made all that money and he ran through it all? Anyway, that's about Dick Cheney, 6:56, 56 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. This whole thing is almost so tragic that it's too easy to even get into this. And the thing that really troubles me, and I shouldn't be troubled by it, maybe it troubles some of you, is that once again, we've got that 28%, anywhere between 28 and 30%, who back the administration no matter what they do. And I know that there's a couple of conservative callers and listeners out there who, if I had time and invited the input, would jump right on the phones and would defend this stuff. And they would not only be defending what I think is the indefensible, but they'd also be defending something that runs against their own basic interests. And I'm always marveled by that people out there will vote against and support things that are not in the interest of themselves, nor are they in the interest of their children or their grandchildren. And rather than getting into those kind of very, very deep trough debates, the debates we'll get into are like name-calling, whether my flag is bigger than your flag, and it's just ridiculous. All right, more coming up. Stick around. I'm begging you. I'm pleading.
Jay Marvin.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Help but feel good about that.
Call for your free CD now. 1-800-353-0926. 800-353-0926.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett.
Driving around in New York City is a lot of construction and it's very congested. As long as there is a lot of more cars, there's going to be a lot of more gridlock.
More than half the interstates in this country were said to be congested from research that ran through 2005. Dr. David Harton says rural states like the Dakotas or South Carolina did better.
They benefit from not having too much truck traffic. And that's what really damages road surfaces.
If you're stuck, you probably already know this. The study shows that New Jersey, Minnesota, California, and North Carolina have some of the most road congestion in the U.S. We, as a nation, are moving to the south and the west. Migration from big cities means this one is bigger.
Phoenix is now number 5, so it's past Philadelphia.
Demographer Greg Harper compiled data for the Census Bureau. Do you think Philadelphia is really one-third smaller now than a half century ago? Consider this, says Drexel University political science professor Richardson Dilworth.
Philadelphia's metropolitan region itself has had relatively mild growth over the last few decades. So the metropolitan region hasn't lost population, but the population within the metropolitan region has dispersed more to the outlying counties.
People in Marble Falls, Texas have had to be on the move. In the Hill Country, KEYE TV reporter Betty Cross says they got 19 inches of rain in the past day.
Everywhere you look, you see pontoon boats tipped over, trees ripped out of the ground, trucks flipped over on their sides. A Frito-Lay company down the road saw the wall of water coming, had four of its trucks swept downstream. Everywhere you looked, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of bags of chips just floating downstream.
Those chips and residents could get rained on again today. Farmers in the South have had to sell off herds. The long-term forecast may call for more dry weather. Tough for Georgia homeowners these days. Just look out the living room window, check the yard, and then you turn the faucet outside and you break the law. Reporter Pete Combs with the latest in our five-part series.
This is how many of us try to stave off the drought. We sprinkle, we drip, and we pay the price.
Remain seated. Court will come to order.
Those cases are being heard in Forsyth County Magistrates Court, where more than 24 people face charges of illegally watering their yards.
For having your irrigation system accidentally go on, there's no leniency at all.
As this drought deepens, more and more people are paying more and more for the crime of watering their yards. Pete Combs, CBS News, Cumming, Georgia.
Wildfire containment is now at 55% in Northern California as gusty winds avoided the Lake Tahoe area yesterday. Wall Street S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo. Now I have an answer. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it when you visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From June 28th through July 2nd, save 30% on our exceptional paint and stains. Save 15% on Duration coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. Sale ends Monday, July 2nd. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A grim story out of rural Park County, where a 24-year-old female intern with the Colorado Geological Survey radioed for help before she went missing.
She needed help. Called her name and said she needed help.
Officials say Alyssa Morimoto was mapping geological sites in the San Isabel National Forest when she went missing Tuesday afternoon. Her body was found 10 hours later. A man camping near where her body was found, now in custody, on suspicion of murder, one. Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo says he's sending a head of lettuce and a fruit basket to Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff to make his point against the pending immigration bill. He says Chertoff exaggerated when he said lettuce and fruit are not being picked because of problems with the current immigration system. And Southwest Airlines says it plans to add 14 flights out of DIA, even as it cuts flights elsewhere. Beginning November 4th, the changes will give Southwest 56 daily flights out of Denver to 16 cities. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Shannon Stone with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning. Thank you. A few problems to tell you about. It's going to hang up your drive just a little bit. If you're heading to DIA, take some extra time because there's a fairly serious accident at 56th and Pena. It's a two-car accident, and security wait time once you get there is up to about 20 minutes. Southbound 225 in Aurora near Yosemite, a minor accident. This is two cars on the right shoulder. It's going to slow you down just a little bit. And southbound I-25 from Thornton and North Glen, it's the usual heavy traffic from 120th into town. Speeds in the 20s and 30s, 270 across Commerce City, the usual slowing. Watch for an off-highway accident, Yale and Parker. AM 760 weather, a high today of 87 degrees, low tonight around 57. For your Friday, another hot one, high of 90. It's currently 65. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Going to the airport to pick up and drop off friends or relatives during the holiday rush? Did you know you can't park on the roadways? Avoid being ticketed. Park in the east or west garage for just $2 an hour. DIA always has garage parking during holiday weeks. For more info, visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, it's time to get new appliances.
Because...
Home Depot has 10% off. The fridge smells like the fish you caught in Alaska.
Right.
The dishwasher's too loud.
Okay.
The washer and dryer are different colors.
You had me at 10% off.
Update your appliances and save money with 10% off appliances of $397 or more. Find a wide selection of the top brands and innovative products like the new GE Adora refrigerator with refreshment center. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through July 8th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's a slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 86. It looks a lot more promising today than it did yesterday. However, I'll go wash my car and we'll have rain for sure. I have the world's largest collection of rain checks known to mankind. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Go to am760.net if you want to instant message us. And also for podcasts, I don't usually say too much about that, but I should say more about it. Also for podcasts, you can catch what you didn't hear if you missed and are just turning the radio on. I missed Aziz Huck and the stories that we did, about Dick Cheney and about what's going on. And it's a complicated thing to understand. Keith Olbermann, along with John Turley, we played some of that courtesy of Countdown, and then Aziz Huck break that down pretty well. And you can go find out and check it out for yourself. And Aziz also has written that book, Unchecked and Unbalanced. 303-713-7600. We talk a lot about global warming on this show. We always have. Talked a lot about global warming. There are all kinds of various theories about it and about all kinds of different solutions. Some of them, I believe, are unworkable. Some of them, I believe, are very workable. I got into a conversation, as many of you know, maybe you don't know, that I wasn't here last week. Maybe many of you don't care that I wasn't here last week. But I went home essentially to take care of my mother's health, and I was sitting around one night, and I was having a discussion with my brother-in-law, who I'm very, very tempted to put him on the radio, because what he does is, and what he's done for 27 years, is he's worked with the environment, and he works for the Port of Long Beach. And they have things like he works on the project of the clean truck movement, which they are going to mandate that all of the trucks that come on to the property, the port of Long Beach, and you know that's a lot of trucks because they move cargo, those have to be new energy-efficient vehicles. Otherwise, they can't get on. And, of course, the trucking companies are not happy about this. But I sat down and had this long conversation with him about global warming and about carbon footprints and other things related to this whole debate. And he said some pretty interesting things to me. He said that automobiles account for one-third of what's going on. But he said this whole problem of the warming of the earth and the whole problem of global warming and greenhouse gases and everything that goes along with it, he says it's caused by one thing, and that's population. And he says to me that we have been pushing the envelope population-wise for a long time, and now we're finally in a situation where there are too many people, not enough resources, and on top of that, the population is continuing to grow, plus it's contributing to the warming of the Earth's atmosphere. Because if you have kids, or you plan to have kids, your kids are going to leave carbon footprints, along with you yourself. So what that's doing is it's increasing the carbon footprint. Now, the UN has predicted by next year more than half the world's population, 3.3 billion people, will for the first time live in towns and cities, and the number is expected to swell to almost 5 billion by 2030, according to the United Nations Population Fund report that was released yesterday. The change is expected to be particularly swift in Africa and Asia, where between 2000 and 2030, the accumulated urban growth of these two regions during the whole span of history will be duplicated in a single generation. This is according to the report, State of the World Population 2007, Unleashing the Potential of Urban Growth. This surge in urban populations fueled more natural increase, or births, than migration of people from the countryside. It is unstoppable, according to the report. Now, there's also a story today in the Rocky Mountain News. Denver saw its biggest yearly growth spurt since 2000, while Aurora surpassed the 300,000 population mark last year. This is according to the Census Bureau. A census report also found that the corridor north of Denver remained the fastest growing part of the state, and that the energy boom accelerated population increases in some western slope towns. Denver added about 8,300 residents last year, growing by 1.5% to about 567,000. Denver is definitely changing on us. According to state demographer Elizabeth Garner, a lot more people are sticking with the city instead of leaving. The city grew by 1.3% between 2000 census and 2001. The Census Bureau estimated that during the middle of the decade, the city had slight population declines for three straight years. Most of the current growth is concentrated around Denver International Airport and Stapleton and Lowry communities, according to Denver City Councilman Michael Hancock. Okay, well, what's the problem with this? Well, the problem with it is it's a strain on the infrastructure, that the roads are not keeping up with this, and that there are problems. And as I said before, population growth is fueling all kinds of problems, including global warming, yet we don't really have much of a discussion about population control. And a lot of people, including myself, I put myself in here, when somebody calls me and talks about population control and zero population growth, I get uncomfortable because I have these visions of Chinese society where you can only have 1.5 kids. And if you have any more, you're breaking the law. Now, I don't know legally or constitutionally how we could ever get that done in this country. How could we ever go to the average person and say, okay, here's the thing. You can only have a set amount of children, and you can't have any more. Reason? We can't support the population growth. All right. Why can't we get this done? First of all, it's probably unconstitutional. Second of all, you would have religions that would fight against this because they don't believe in birth control. Or they don't even believe in sex education. And I'm also sure that there's probably a segment of people out there who think that if you even bring this subject up, that you even start talking about it, that you're nuts, that you're crazy. And I think if I got on the radio at 7:15, 15 minutes after 7, and said, okay, the rising population is a threat to this country's security, and it's also a threat to the world environmentally and also infrastructure-wise and everything else that you can talk about. So the answer to me is limit the amount of kids people can have. Call me now at 303-713-7600. Tell me why you don't think this is a good idea. I'm sure people would call here and I'd be swamped. And people would say, well, what are you talking about? Are you talking about sterilization? What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. Well, my religion. These are all the things that we face. Anybody out there want to have a discussion about this? Anybody out there want to tell me what the way out is? Because it seems to me the way out on this is not to buy a Prius. It seems to me that the way out on this is not to have a green moment. The way out on this is to get the message across to people that, you know something? You can't continue to keep having kids. Why? Because we can't support the amount of folks. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's, well, Jay, you know, listen, if we just built a wall on the border and we kept out all these illegal immigrants, then the population. No, that's not what we're talking about. Because this is not only going on in the United States of America, but as the UN predicts, it's going on all over the place, and the place that's going to be the most severely hit is Africa and Asia. And we're all going to be out there vying for all of these resources. Like, one of the things is, think about this. Think about this for a second. When you were a kid, and I don't care how old you are, when you were a kid, did you think that you would ever go into a store and buy a bottle of water? No, what did you do? You came home, and after you'd been out playing, and after you'd been out doing whatever you were doing, you grabbed a cup and went to the sink. And you got water. Now, would you do that today? And look at all the people who walk around with bottled water. I've got a bottle sitting right here. Granted, it's cut with Gatorade, so it fights dehydration. But think about clean water. Clean water is going to become a challenge to locate for a lot of people. And it is a challenge now. How about all our trash we generate? What are we going to do with all of our trash? Whose yard are we going to dump that in? Where are we going to put that? What landfill? How about the sewer system? Okay, how are we going to handle all this? So is it now time to have a discussion out here in public?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
800-300-5581.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
I've got a few days off for July 4th, so I'm doing a big paint job.
Well, your timing couldn't be better, because today, if you spend $299 or more and put everything on your Lowe's consumer credit card, you can ask for special financing for 12 months.
On everything?
On everything.
On this ladder?
On everything.
On this power paint sprayer?
On everything.
On this fencing?
On everything. That's right. Just spend $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months on everything.
On the ceiling fan?
On everything. And now, via mail-in rebate, get $5 off 1 gallon and $20 off 5 gallons of Valspar interior and exterior paint. Plus, take 20% off all full-size gas grills and special order flooring, and 10% off all in-stock major appliance purchases, $397 or more. So come on down to Lowe's Big July 4th event this weekend and save big. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Capstone Investment Financial Group, Icon Laser Center, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinion.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people. But once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhodes.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF, because at least it would be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
People are strange when you're a stranger.
People are plentiful.
Faces look ugly.
Especially when your faces look ugly, especially when you're searching for a bottle of water.
When you're
or a usable toilet. 22 minutes after 7 a.m. 760, a Progressive Talk. Population control. Does that contribute to the global warming? Yes. According to my brother-in-law, who specializes in this area, and I really should put him on the air, it does. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. By the way, some guy called up and he dropped off. Pope is a huge problem in the U.S. because of immigration, not birth rate. And I knew that that was going to come up. The population problem we have is because so many illegals are coming over the border. No, it's population everywhere. Not just the United States. Every place this is going on. Read the UN report. Question is, what do we do about it? Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim, you're on.
Hey, I agree with you and your brother. It is all about the population. I've been reading a lot about it, like Derek Jensen's Endgame. And another book called Ishmael, and I agree with you completely. I'm not having any kids. I'm 37 years old, and I'm not planning on having any kids just for this reason. There's way too many people on Earth, I think.
Well, what do we do about it, though? Because I don't think you could ever, in this country, I don't think this country would ever accept the idea that you would go and you would say to people, okay, you can have one kid, or you can have one 1.5 children, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think a lot of the religions get in the way of that. And there is, I don't know if there is something else that you can do about it. It's not like you can start switching around the Catholic religion or Christianity in general. Most of it's all promoting the whole population of the earth. And a lot of these people, it's just like you said, you know, you bring it up to people and they think you're crazy. I bring it up to people and, they think you're crazy about it when you bring this up. And, you know, most people are all about having 3, 4, 5 kids. And, you know, if they think it's the immigration problem, if it is Mexicans or people coming over the border, they have the same attitude, too. A lot of these people are Christians or Catholics, too. So it's not like, you know, it's going to solve the problem right there.
Well, I don't think illegal immigration is the thing. I don't think that's the thing. I think the problem is that it's going on all over the world. So it's not only going on here.
Yep.
And the places that are in the most dire will be in the most dire circumstances, according to the UN, are Africa and Asia. But this, once again, gets into this whole thing about, well, how do you curb this? Well, if you don't want to have Chinese-like Stalinistic laws about the amount of children people can have, what about the idea of educating people and educating kids into the consequences of the amount of children you have? Well, then you get the usual suspects start screaming, ah, sex education. I mean, they start going crazy. So, in other words, what they're doing is they're putting us in a box and they're sticking us in a situation in which we can't control. And going out and buying a Prius or some other hybrid is not going to stop this situation.
Yeah, I agree. And is it really the people that are having the problems the most? You know, is it the poor in Africa? Are they having too many kids? Are they trying to keep their bloodline going because they know that there's such a high death rate? And then when it comes down to, you know, the missions that are going on in Africa and everything, are they promoting sex abstinence, or are they doing the, you know, handing out condoms everywhere?
I think that's really a good question.
You know, and it's hard to put this across to anyone. I mean, you talk about the rich or the poor or the religious or not. I don't think most people are, this is even on their mind, except for when they're stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you use the roads a lot, then you think to yourself, man, where did all these people come from? And then, of course, you have the article in the paper yesterday that there are bright boys out there who think that the answer to the roadway problem is privatization and toll roads. That's just going to create more congestion, not less. Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. We're
running around in circles with it.
Yep,
really do.
We're stuck in a box. Tim, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good morning.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Kat in Lakewood. Kat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I'm so glad that you brought this up and had the courage to bring this up as a discussion topic, because I've tried to escape from the Deep South, where my sister had 4 kids, and now her youngest is 24, has a 10th grade education, and is pregnant with her 3rd child. And I don't know. I think it's the problem is our country's stance against talking about birth control. That commercial for condoms that CBS and Fox wouldn't play last week, where the pig turns into a man when he buys
a
condom.
Yep.
It's like talking about birth control, that's bad, that's bad. I think that's part of the problem. If we educated more people about birth control and brought back home ec into schools, but home ec as in saying, here's how much it will cost you to raise one, here's how much it will cost you to raise 4. I mean, educate people. Talk about birth control. Once people realize how difficult it is and that you don't need 4 kids to work on the farm anymore, they might change their attitudes.
I wonder I wonder how much people take, because I would suspect probably not at all. I wonder how much people take economic considerations, economics into consideration when they think about having kids.
I have very few people who do, and people think I'm weird that I do, and they think it's even weirder. I've taught my now 14-year-old son that producing human beings is expensive. And he loves it that I've told him. He's like, wow, I never knew all this. And I was like, yes, I'm just showing you, you know, so that you can become a responsible adult.
Yeah, I wonder about that, because I figure that most people become, most women become pregnant, and most, and men and women, who, of course, obviously are involved in this, that it happens like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant again, or, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Now, I think there are some people out there who do this. I think there are some people out there who say, okay, we plan to have no more than two kids, and so, or no more than one, so, boom, they get pregnant. But I'll bet you a lot of them never sit down and never consider that. They just do it.
Well, and that's kind of a shame, because we accept as reality what we've been taught since we've been born. So if our culture just was, you know, had a casual attitude that birth control was okay to talk about and it was okay to plan ahead for how many kids you might have or need, I think people would be thinking about that primarily. But since it's always hush-hush and don't talk about it, I don't think they do. People think I'm crazy because I went and got my tubes tied after I had one child, because that's all I wanted.
I don't think that's a crazy thing. Okay, but we can't go in the United States of America, we can't go in and compel people to only have a certain amount of kids. I mean, the public would never accept that, and I doubt the constitutionality of it. So what's the answer? The answer is increased education and hope for the best, right?
The answer is sort of a hybrid. So increase education for sure. But number two, the more and more further generations we get away from where women always stayed home and took care of the house, to where now most women I know work, that will also play a role, and people will start to say, wow, it's hard to work with two kids, but better not have three.
All right, Kat, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you later.
303-713-7600. What would happen if we had a public campaign for population control? See, we'd never get that off the ground either, because there would be people out there that would fight that. Where you'd have billboards and public service announcements on radio about the amount of kids and what the repercussions are of having a lot of children. That would never work either. And I think part of that would be based on religious objections. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour, we'll continue with more of your phone calls on this, about the population getting out of control and increasing the carbon footprint more so than you driving your automobile to work. We'll talk about it more coming up here. But first, speaking of driving, here's Shannon with a look at traffic.
Good morning, Jay. Coming through North Glen and Thornton southbound I-25. Always a struggle this time of the morning, but we're adding in an accident. This is southbound I-25 at about 38th. We're seeing stop and go all the way into Spear. 270 cross Commerce City. Eastbound traffic very heavy for you this morning. Eastbound 36 near Federal. Just getting reports of a car that's on fire. And heading to the airport, 56 and Pena Boulevard. It's been a little sluggish this morning because there was an earlier accident that's going to make it slow going if you're heading out to DIA. Eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan over to I-25 slow, dealing with some sun glare. AM 760 weather, a hot one today. A high of 87 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low of 57 for your Friday, another hot one. High of 90 and currently at 65. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
This is Anatoly and Lina Diufa, the founders of Dazbach Coffee, inviting you to enjoy Dazbach experience.
Dazbach is becoming the epicenter of a cultural coffee revolution. We are not reinventing coffee. We are letting people experience coffee the way it is supposed to be. Freshly roasted, prepared to perfection. It is a touch, a smell, a feeling. We call it the Dazbach moment. The moment you are completely satisfied.
So join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dazbach coffee.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
There's great news about LASIK in Denver. Results from our clinical study on FDA-approved blade-free technology confirmed that our new method of LASIK is safer and more precise than conventional LASIK. To celebrate our findings and to officially introduce our new safer blade-free procedure, Speedback 2020 LASIK is offering $1,000 LASIK savings for the remainder of the summer. Isn't it time you said yes to LASIK at Speedback 2020 LASIK? Call us today at 303-C2020 or visit us online at speedback.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
I just peeked in your medicine cabinet.
Excuse me?
Yeah, wow.
I can explain.
How do you explain all those different pain relievers?
Oh, that. Well, I have one for headaches. I got another one when I hurt my back. And...
Stop. It's time to go all Advil. Advil is the every pain reliever.
Isn't there some...
Something that's stronger or lasts longer? No.
So it'll work when my legs are sore from chasing down snoopers.
I suppose. Shouldn't you be all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Six minutes after seven. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today 86. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and we're talking about population control as it relates to global warming and carbon footprint. And how we kind of got on this was John and I were talking about these articles in the paper, both in the Rocky Mountain News about Denver and Aurora, and also about the UN prediction about population explosion. We were just talking about, like, well, there's just too many people. But you can't. What can you do? You can't have forced sterilization. You can't go around and say to people, one child, and if you have more than one child, you're going to jail. Nobody would accept that.
I just think people need to be more conscious about it, Jay. You know, I have three children, and at times I think that's too much. You know, and obviously I don't want to get rid of one of my kids, but, you know, we got to do something. There's people out there that have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 kids, and they can't support them.
Well, we should talk more about this publicly. I think we should have a public campaign to inform people about the consequences of their actions. But I guarantee you there would be people who would step forward who would say, no, we can't talk about this.
I mean, you ask me, you know, if you go and ask me what I'm scared of, it's not a terrorist attack or anything like that. It's about running out of water. What happens to all of our trash? What are we going to do about the oil situation? Those are the kind of, and population. Those are the kind of things that worry me on a daily basis.
How often do you think about this? Every day?
Every single day.
Do you think about it more than once a day?
Yeah, usually.
What's
every time I throw something in my trash.
Prozac is recommended, and talking therapy. No, I know what you're saying. Let's go to Ashley in Loveland. Ashley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Great, thanks. You're wonderful. I love you.
Oh, you know, that's so kind. You don't have to say that.
I really do. I have to wake up to you every day.
Even when I'm bad, even when I'm a bad person?
You're never bad. Everybody's got their days.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I agree with John what he said. I worry about water every day, and I tell my son every, probably at least every week, you know, there's only 3% of drinking water and what's going to happen. And my son is 14 and I'm 32. His dad is 32. And his dad has gone on to make 16 more children.
Whoa. His father has 16, has fathered 16 kids?
Yep.
What is he, like a racehorse? Is he like siring children? What is the point between, what's the deal with having 16 kids?
Well, I call him a baby factory.
Well, how does he pay child support on all those kids?
Nope, none of them.
Oh, so he fathers 16 and he doesn't pay child support?
He doesn't, and he's not even there, like, emotionally or physically for the kids, you know.
And I assume you have no relationship with him at all.
No. You know, I'm like, you have a football team. You could do something with that. But he doesn't care, you know. So, I know a lot of people like me, probably not as extreme. But I think if the absent parent, because I don't want to be like a man basher, but because I know single dads too. If the absent parent was made responsible for these kids, I would cut down a lot on, like, child care and everything else. And maybe they would think twice about making more.
Well,
that's just in America, you know.
I would. He's got to have a job, doesn't he?
He finally has a job, like since last year. But
yeah, I would garnish his. I would garnish his wages.
Yeah, he probably won't have it for long. And,
well,
you know,
if he's unemployed and doesn't make his payments, I'd throw him in jail.
I know, or something. I don't know.
Have you tried suing him for child support?
Yeah, but he's never had a job, so you can't find him, you know.
You know, people like that fascinate me. No, they really do. People like that fascinate me. How can you go through life and never hold a job?
I don't know. These women just let them do it, and I don't know. They think they'll be the one to change them or something, and, you know, he likes to play the video games and make a baby and then move on.
How'd you get involved with him?
We were teenagers. We were in high school still, and I didn't know that he was going to be like that.
All right. Well, since you went through this when you were a teenager, when you started this when you were a teenager, and I assume that you, well, I'm looking for a polite way to put this. I'm assuming that you, you had sex with him when you were in high school.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also willing to assume that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I'm willing to assume that you probably did not think about the consequences of doing that.
No.
Okay, so then what's the answer to stop kids from doing this and to tell them about the consequences? And I think what you tell me is the answer is to educate them, but then you know people are going to come forward and say, well, we can't have that in the schools.
I know, which I think is ridiculous. They need to really know. I mean, there's so much more even out there now with all the diseases and everything. You know, it's not the happy 60s, 70s, you know, free love thing. It's really scary. It really needs to be told to kids just how it is. I mean, what are they going to do, you know, when they catch something they can't cure and say, well, I was never told this. Mom, you never told me that. You know, I'm really upfront with mine, and I don't care.
I'd love to ask somebody who's against sex education in school, I'd love to ask them, if you're against it, then what do you intend to do about the population problem vis-a-vis global warming and also the strain on the system of having X amount of people in the world, even though the last statistic I saw showed that teenage pregnancy was down, but still, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if they're not teenagers, so they become 18 or 19, and they're out of high school, and then they turn around and have kids then.
Well, it's kind of a vicious cycle. There's so many kids now that don't have their absent parent around, so maybe they haven't really learned how to be in a family situation. So when they have a child, you know, maybe they get scared and they leave too, and it just keeps going and going, you know. I don't know. There's just a lot of kids that don't have both their parents around. There's, you know, a lot of kids that are raised by their grandparents, and maybe that is some, like, guilt from not teaching their children about sex education. They feel like, well, if they got pregnant, I'll just take care of the kid. I don't know. But it just does seem like a total vicious cycle.
Well, society's coming unraveled, and it's all because of liberal and progressive sexual mores.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at everything on TV is just like sex, 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 like everything. You even have to ban. We don't get cable for that reason. But even half the stuff on TV you really have to ban because it's not sacred at all anymore. It's not like special to something to do with
you. That's why I was joking about that whole thing. That's why I was being sarcastic when I said about sexual and progressive mores, because television is a good example of all the stuff that's on TV, and nobody advocates censorship, but how about censorship inside the four walls of your house?
Exactly.
And also, what about community responsibility for broadcasters, and who's putting on all of this stuff? It's not people who are sitting in the left wing. That's for damn sure. I don't care how many times the screeching middle-aged white men on the other radio stations claim that it's, oh, it's the liberal media. No,
yeah.
I don't think so, because one of the networks that runs some of the most racy programs is Fox, and that's owned by Rupert Murdoch.
I know. I was looking at, you know, I like that I Think You Can Dance, and we were looking at that, and it's like the girls, their dresses are getting shorter and tighter and shorter and tighter, and I'm like, these are teenagers. These are kids, you know? And they even made a comment. One of the judges was like, you look really frumpy in that outfit because it wasn't tight, skin tight and short. And I was like, she looks cute, like a kid, you know?
I know. But that's a perfect example right there. Ashley, thank you. And here's hoping your ex-husband either ends up in the Crossbar Hotel or pays for his kids.
Well, or spends time with them. I'd be happy with that, you know?
Let me ask you real quick, how many of your children are related to his? I mean, oh, that doesn't sound right. How many children did you have with this man?
One.
Oh, okay, well, then you're in good shape.
Yep, but I take care of about four more of them, like, every weekend.
Oh,
I try to keep them together. So.
Oh, Lord. All right, Ashley, thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Hey, I'm thinking that we should go the other direction instead of controlling the kids. Did you ever see the movie Soylent Green, where on your 65th birthday you reported to go into the fertilizer factory? And that would help perpetuate life if you're going to report to become fertilizer. It would help immensely.
Are you serious in this?
Well, the guy from Boulder said that.
I'm asking you. Are you serious on this?
Well, I mean, it's population control.
That's not what I ask you. I ask you, are you serious about this?
Well, I mean, if there was a way to make biodiesel, just yes or no.
Are you serious about it? Yes or no?
It's population control.
What's wrong with you? Can't answer the question. It's a simple question. Are you serious about it? Yes or no?
No, I'm not serious.
Okay, then why advocate it if you're not serious?
Well, why ask people to control their population if you're not? Well, I mean, I'm all for Dr. Jack of Orkney.
Wait a minute, my dark hip soul. The reason that we don't do things like mandate the amount of kids that people can have, and that we don't engage in things like forced sterilization. Well, I bet you can't even answer. Why do you think we don't do that?
Why we don't advocate it?
Yeah, why anybody who's serious doesn't advocate it, and why we, in the end, don't do it?
Because we have choices.
No, that's not the right answer.
What is the right answer?
Did you go to high school?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Did you ever read the Constitution of the United States?
Yes.
Well, what does it say about that?
about what, you,
what, is the, what, is the, what does the Bill of Rights say?
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Where I'm going with... I know where you're going. Go to Vic in Denver. Vic, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to go back to that gal that was talking about her deadbeat husband with all the kids. I had a deadbeat wife that didn't pay child support. And unfortunately, the way the system is if you don't, if you're not on welfare, you can't really collect anything if they don't want to pay. I never got anything. And but anyway, get back to the water issue and the population. It's sad. I'm 49, and I went through a sex education program in the public schools. It was extensive, and we've gone backwards if we're not doing that now. I mean, I knew about birth control, and I'm confused. I don't know why we're in this situation. I think part of it is the Catholic Church condones birth control or condemns it. And I had a good friend I went to school with. When he had a vasectomy, he had to keep it secret from his parents and his wife's parents.
Why?
Because it's not acceptable by the Catholic Church.
Well, they're not the only ones that are involved in this, too. I believe the Mormon Church also has the same thing.
Yeah, those things have to change for this problem to be resolved. But on another note, I wanted to say I think that the water issue is going to be controlled by corporations, and we're going to pay like we do for gas. I think that's where that's headed. They have the technology to clean water, so I don't think we're going to run out of it. It doesn't leave our planet. It just gets dirty, and seeing a treatment
well,
plant, you know. They
yeah, but the other water. Side of that is we're so desperate for water now that they're getting engaged in the, what's the term for it, desalinization. They're starting to take salt water and starting to clean that up in order to be able to use that. And then you got, you know, water being used for plants and things where it says this water not potable. Who knows what the hell's in it? And then that gets into the ground system as well. Vic, thanks. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. 303-713-7600. We're talking about population control versus global warming. Okay, let's check traffic. Sharon. Shannon.
Good morning, Jay. In Aurora, southbound 225 near Yosemite, there's a two-car accident. It is off to the side. We're still seeing slowing there. Southbound I-25 at about 38th. Watch for an accident there. Seeing stop and go all the way into about Spear. 270 cross Commerce City. Eastbound traffic very heavy for you this morning. Watch for a car on fire. This is eastbound 36 near Federal. And if you're heading to the airport, a little slow going for you. Clearing out an earlier accident at 56 and Pena Boulevard. AM 760 weather today. Sunny and warmer. A high of 87. Tonight's lows around 57. And for your Friday, a high of 90. It's currently 65. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looks like a perfect day for s'mores. So why not pick up some great-tasting Hershey's chocolate bars in the Walmart?
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast, free quote at Esurance.com.
303 Go Cars Go or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light screen. Go!
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
I want it. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. When it comes to automobiles, there's two things going on. There's want and there's also need. Now, if you fall into either category, the biggest thing is you don't want to spend more than you can afford. And on top of that, you want to get the best deal you possibly can. And with their matching down incentive and their prices, there's no better place to go than Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean late model used vehicles along the front range. No question about it. Over 650 vehicles on the lot. That's a lot of vehicles. And they've got gas zippers, and they've got, well, they've got everything you can think of. I could name them off, but I'd be here at least for an hour. You also know they got good people there, like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and the rest of the gang there. So if you're going to go shopping, go someplace where you're going to get good prices, go someplace where you're going to get good selection, and go someplace where they're going to treat you right. And that will happen at Rocky's. Mary and I have found that out over and over again over the last 11 years. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com or get out there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m., 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9. They'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you.
Not that I watch him all the time. But Oberman had this on last night on MSNBC. Larry King has Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr on. Now, most of us know that there are only two living Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. Larry King turns to Ringo and says, "Well, George?" He calls Ringo Starr George. How long has George Harrison been Muerto? Don't you think that's the beginning sign that Larry really, that when they found the adult diapers in your trash, that was one thing, but now that we're on to calling Ringo George, Lair, don't you think you should go to the old age home in Miami where you can pick the pockets of more unmarried widows? Don't you, Lair? Like you used to in your old days in Miami? Let's go to Miami. Hello. Okay. Do I got time to stick one more in here about the population control? I do. Jim, you're on AM 760. Jim, go ahead.
Okay. I just have a really quick point. In other countries, you pay more tax for the number of children you have. And in those countries, too, they have, you know, socialized health care and other things, too, that we don't have here. But it seems to make sense that if you don't get a tax break for having children here in America and had to pay more, but could provide for them, people would be more responsible.
That is a great point. I'm all for that, and squeezing you in here in the last 20 seconds was well worth it. Thank you, Jim. My hat's off. My hat's off to you, man.
I listen every day. Thanks to you.
All right. You got it. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, we're going to get back on this discussion another day, and we'll get into that, Jim's idea about tax.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Any increase in your payments? No More Mortgage has helped thousands of people for over 10 years. Call now for your free CD, 1-800-353-0926.
No More Mortgage is going to save us over $300,000, and we're going to be paid off early.
You can't help but feel good about that.
Call for your free CD now, 1-800-353-0926, 800-353-0926.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Congress came knocking, demanding documents that would tell more about those fired government prosecutors. For the latest, we're live with White House correspondent Mark Noller, who's traveling with the president.
Dave, the White House decision comes in a letter to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees from counsel to the president, Fred Fielding. He states that President Bush is asserting executive privilege, and therefore the White House will not produce the documents subpoenaed by the committees as part of their investigation of the White House role in the firing of those 8 U.S. attorneys. Fielding says the decision is based on what he calls a bedrock presidential prerogative not to reveal internal White House communications. Dave?
You've got company on your commute.
California, Minnesota, New Jersey, and North Carolina. 70% of the interstates in those states are severely congested.
Chris Mitchell's with the Reason Foundation, which studied traffic trouble. So did Jim. He's behind the wheel in New York City. Going nowhere in a hurry.
The light will change and you're stuck because cars are going each way and you can't get through. And there's too many cars on the road.
Want less of that? The study says drive to and drive through the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana. Gas prices have dropped recently, down to about $3 a gallon. Might they trend upward? Well, for the first time since September 1st, the price of a barrel of crude's up over $70 a barrel. That's in New York futures trading. They may trade their black robes for Hawaiian shirts and sandals, but the justices at the U.S. Supreme Court have been busy. They've been wrapping up the term. Decisions due out this morning. A key one involves a case asking if race should be a factor when kids are sent to public schools.
Those opposing the use of race in school assignments argue education must be colorblind. On the other side, worries that past desegregation gains are evaporating. Does it matter? A provocative University of North Carolina study finds low-income children do worse in reading when they're in predominantly minority schools. It claims that classroom makeup influences early reading development more than the method of instruction or a child's home setting.
That's correspondent Barry Bagnato. That 3,000-acre wildfire, the one that's been going all week in the Lake Tahoe area, the one that burned up about 200 homes and other buildings, Jason Mundy was working that fire when flames jumped the fire lines.
It was really crazy. It was really crazy. Yeah, it gives you a larger respect for fires.
Winds did not cause trouble yesterday. That Northern California is now more than halfway contained. Texas flooding, a big problem in Burnett County in the hill country outside of Austin.
We have lost a lot of bridges, a lot of low water crossings, and a lot of roads.
More rain could be in the forecast for Judge Donna Klager and her constituents. Some areas got plenty yesterday, a foot and a half in Marble Falls, Texas. In early trading, the Dow is down 4. This is CBS News.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There's a new reason to celebrate your home. Ace Hardware is opening new stores nationwide, so we're celebrating with a national grand opening sale in your neighborhood.
Hey folks, John Madden here. Head to Ace and buy a Weber Smoky Joe Platinum Grill for $39.99 and receive a $20 rebate. Or get a great rebate offer on the purchase of 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint and use your Ace Rewards card to earn double points at the Ace Grand Opening Sale this Friday and Saturday only. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited. Details available at participating stores. All rebates by mail.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An out-of-state man with a long criminal record is under arrest in the slaying of a 24-year-old Colorado Geological Survey intern. Cops still not identifying
him. If it's this individual, yes, he does have a record. But like I say, we don't want to say it's positively him until I have an opportunity to get those fingerprints to APHIS and say this is the guy we have.
But the man was camping near where the body of 24-year-old Alyssa Morimoto was found in a remote part of Park County. A complex revamping of the nation's immigration laws is facing a crucial test in the U.S. Senate today. Our Colorado Democrat Ken Salazar is in favor of the measure in its current form and explains how it might affect illegals if it becomes law.
They work steadily for at least 8 years, and they pay some stiff penalties and fees, and they learn English, go to the back of the line. Then they would be eligible for citizenship somewhere between 8 to 13 years from the time that the legislation is enacted.
Defeat of a motion to cut off debate would likely doom the overhaul until the next Congress and next president take over. And CU Regents vote today on whether to raise tuition by 14% for in-state students at the main Boulder campus. That would raise tuition to just over $5,000 a year. Last week, CSU increased tuition to just over $4,000. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Shannon with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning. Several places still struggling this morning with heavy traffic. A new accident, though, coming in northbound I-25. This is the off-ramp to Yale. We're seeing backups to about Hamden. On the other side of the freeway, slow southbound I-25 from about 6th over to about Hamden. Speeds in the 30s and 40s. No problems. Just slow going through town. And 270 across Commerce City still struggling. No accidents, just heavy traffic. Taking a look at the south end of town, eastbound C-470 from Chatfield Bend over to about University. Very slow going for you. And still trying to clean up eastbound 36 near Federal. There was a car that was on fire. The fire truck is still blocking that right lane there. AM 760 weather, hot today, high of 87. Tonight's lows dipping down to around 57 for your Friday. Another hot one, high of 90. Currently 64. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a brand new Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, it's time to get new appliances.
Because?
Home Depot has 10% off. The fridge smells like the fish you caught in Alaska.
Right.
The dishwasher's too loud.
Okay.
The washer and dryer are different colors.
You had me at 10% off.
Update your appliances and save money. Money with 10% off appliances of $397 or more. Find a wide selection of the top brands and innovative products like the new GE Adora refrigerator with refreshment center. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through July 8th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Thanks for stringing along with us. Jay Marvin here. Slight chance of a thunderstorm. High today, 86. And Republican support for Iraq and the Iraq war is slipping day by day. And after 4 years of combat and more than 3,560 U.S. deaths, two Republican senators previously reluctant to challenge President Bush on the war announced that they could no longer support the deployment of 157,000 troops, and asked the president to begin bringing them home. Senators George Voinovich of Ohio and Richard Lugar of Indiana said that President Bush's strategy was not working. We're going to talk to Rich Masters about this and the latest news out of the White House that they have rejected congressional subpoenas. Rich is partner and managing director of Corvus Communications after serving 6 years as top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. Prior to joining Landrieu's first Senate campaign in 1996, he was an award-winning news reporter and an anchor for television stations in Louisiana, Illinois, and Iowa. We talked to him this morning from New Orleans. Mr. Masters, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are things there in the city that George W. Bush promised to rebuild?
Yeah, it's coming slowly. The check's in the mail is kind of the deal. It's, you know, the city is starting to come back. You can see it in the, you know, in the nightlife, and you know, we were, spent part of the night in the French Quarter last night, and you know, it's slowly coming back, but it's a very slow process, Jay. It's been 2 years ago, and the federal government has still not delivered on even half of the promises they said they were going to do. And, you know, you had a natural disaster followed by a disaster of, you know, the Bush administration's failure to do, you know, little or anything. And there are still parts of this city, Jay, where the lights aren't on yet. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, they had Bush came and stood in Jackson Square, and they had to fly in generators to light it up so he could make that promise that the city was going to be rebuilt. And the city's being rebuilt, but it's being done by itself. The federal government's helping it not a bit down here, unfortunately.
Well, that's sad, because that's a great town, and I wouldn't even mind living there. As a matter of fact, there's a, an FM talk station there, which I wouldn't mind getting a gig at, but I understand living there, though, is kind of dicey.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't think that, you know, of course, I'm going to be a big advocate. I mean, I would move here in a second. It's, you know, the city's starting to come back. You can get some decent real estate times, you know, real estate deals. You know, they're having problems kind of keeping control of crime. And again, it's one another promise of the federal government that never came through, you know, to be able to help rebuild the city. And part of it is you have to have a secure city. But it, even the crime rate in New Orleans is starting slowly to come down. But there's a long way to go for this great city to be back to where it was.
Well, we're having we're having trouble keeping control of crime in the nation's capital, but that's not another story. Let's talk about that. The White House now says no to the subpoenas from the Senate, so we're headed to court. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, we knew all along, Jay, that they were going to say no. This is an administration that has continually, you know, just defied imagination as to how secretive they possibly can be, and I would suggest to all of your listeners that at some point, if they have not read this just staggering series of reports in the Washington Post this week, started on Sunday and then concluded yesterday, four-part series about Dick Cheney and how he has basically ruled the country from behind the scenes in, you know, dark corners, that I would urge them to go on to WashingtonPost.com and take a look at this series. It's really staggering at how much damage that this crowd has inflicted on, you know, the Constitution and the executive branch. And, you know, so it comes as no surprise to me, Jay, that they're saying no to subpoenas. They think they're above the law. The vice president in the United States now says he's not even a member of the executive branch. You know, he's this kind of extra-constitutional character that just kind of floats and hovers there above the law.
I'm amazed by all of this. Are you amazed by all of this?
I never thought I would say that I was amazed, Jay. But I guess deep down inside, I was really disappointed in the administration. I think they've failed on so many things. But I ultimately thought that, you know, that at least they were trying to do what they thought was right. These guys have subverted. I mean, we have no idea, Jay. It's going to take us years to untangle the amount of damage and mistrust that this administration, in particular Dick Cheney, has caused to the country. I mean, it's fundamentally changed the rules of decent behavior, and it does surprise me. And I don't know why it does. I've been critical of the administration now for 6 years, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. But every time I see something else, I'm surprised, because I always believe that the best in people, sometimes, and it was. You know, they did not deserve the benefit of the doubt from anyone. And just to read how Cheney has basically subverted and polluted that office, it's just it does surprise me, and I'm almost embarrassed that I am surprised.
Yeah, I look at him, and I saw pictures of him, of course, last night, and I just wonder. I just really wonder what's the deal? What is the deal with him? And what's the deal with the president? What's the deal with these two guys? And what's the deal with the people around them?
Well, the people around him, Jay, I mean, the hardest thing to be when you're a political leader in Washington is to have people who are around you who will tell you, no, sir, no, ma'am, you're wrong, or that's not the best way to approach this. And for 6 years, they have never had, I mean, all of the people that have said, tap the president on the shoulder and said, Mr. President, I think you're wrong on this, you know, Paul O'Neill, the people around Colin Powell, I mean, time and time again, the people that tell the administration, that tell Dick Cheney and George Bush the truth, they're fired. You know, General Shinseki said it's going to take 200,000, 250,000 troops. Well, instead of listening to General Shinseki, they fired General Shinseki. And so that's, you know, the biggest problem is that, you know, in Washington is you start reading your own press clippings and believing them. But the biggest problem is having people that are around you who are sycophants and who won't tell you the truth. And George Bush and Dick Cheney have surrounded themselves with sycophants who either are incapable of telling them the truth, who don't understand the truth, and then when people do speak the truth, they're fired. And that's what's happened with these guys. That's how we're in the situation we're in today.
8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rich Masters on the line with us. All right, Voinovich and Lugar go south on the president. What's the impact of this?
Well, I mean, it's one more, you know, drop in the bucket of, you know, and Voinovich and Lugar, let me tell you, you can disagree with them. Both of them are conservative Republicans, but they are men of honor, and, you know, it's only a matter of time. I mean, I think this is the beginning of the beginning of the end for Republicans starting to move over. And I think when the president, you already see, you remember they kept telling us September, we're going to see in September. September, we're going to have a report. And now you even see Tony Snow backing away from September saying, well, there's nothing magical that's going to happen in September. Well, guys, that's not what you were telling us 3 or 4 months ago. The reason there's nothing magical that's going to happen in September is because it's going to come out exactly as you and I and most people in America predicted, a complete waste of time, a complete waste of lives, because the surge was never going to work. It was destined to fail because there's no political solution. And, you know, the military leaders themselves say there's no military solution. So, you know, Lugar and Voinovich, you know, you've got to give them credit for, you know, being the first to kind of dip their toe in the water. But I think as time goes on, they will not be the last. And there will be a mass exodus to the door come September or October this fall, when, you know, they realize that the surge was a complete waste of time. And unfortunately, I can deal with the waste of time. What I can't deal with is the waste of young American lives that are going to be lost in the balance.
Yeah, well, that's the overwhelming tragedy right there, is the loss of American lives. How long have you been a Democrat, Rich?
Well, I was a reporter for most of my career. I mean, I grew up in I actually grew up in Denny Hastert's congressional district as a, you know, kind of a very Republican collar suburb. And then as I became a reporter and actually saw life from a different side of views when I became started changing my views. So I've been a Democrat now for about 10 years. But, you know, before that I was a reporter, so I wasn't registered. I couldn't register, but my leanings have been 20 years or so.
The reason I ask this is, and I don't think I speak for myself, I think I speak for a lot of people out there. Man, I'm fed up with the Democratic Party. I'm angry at them.
And why is that? I mean, it's interesting because I hear that everywhere I go.
I'm angry at them over their attitude. I'm angry at them over their arrogance. I'm angry at them. I'm not saying every Democrat is like that. I mean, in this state, for instance, we're blessed with three people who I think are the most outstanding public figures that I've ever encountered, and they are Congressman Mark Udall, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, and Governor Bill Ritter. But there are a lot of them that I can't tell. I'm alienated and I'm angry about them.
Well, Congress, first of all, Congressman Udall is going to be Senator Udall, hopefully, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Pretty shortly. And, you know, the truth of it is Democrats for so long, Jay, have found themselves in, you know, they went from, and the mood of the country, you know, swings back and forth from, you know, liberal to conservative, you know, progressive, back to conservative. For a very long time, post-Vietnam, post-civil rights, Democrats found themselves kind of had that kind of arrogance that because they had control of the House and the Senate and had a long run in the White House and, you know, had a little bit of arrogance to them, had power, levers of power for so long. And it was ripe for the Reaganistas to come in and fundamentally, you know, change the country and start moving it back to the right. And Democrats have been so toothless for so long that I think that from a national party perspective, now that they have the levers of power, they want to make sure that they maintain a majority for a long period of time. Does that mean they're acting more cautiously than the progressive movement would ask? Yes, it does. Is it going to be right in the end? I don't know. And I think what you're feeling and what I hear, you know, continuously as I go around the country, especially from Democrats, is their frustration at Democrats' kind of timidity and kind of, willingness to kind of go along. But I think what we're seeing also is an acknowledgement that Democrats want to be able to maintain power for a long period of time and that jerking the country too far back from, you know, the throes of, you know, George Bush post-Reaganism, you know, to the far more progressive wing of the party too quickly could endanger our majority for a long term. And I think that because of that, you've seen a timidity, which is frustrating for progressives. But I think will be good for the party in the long run so that the Democrats can be a majority party, not just until the next election, but for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
I don't consider myself to be 100%. Well, I don't think I consider myself to be 100% anything. I mean, I think there's parts of me that, you know, I mean, I also have heavy libertarian leanings and and I have some conservative leanings as well. But I'm just, man, I'm fed up. And I give you some examples of what I'm talking about. Okay, Obama. Obama gets caught. Somebody in Obama's campaign gets caught trying to put something out on Hillary. Hillary's not trustworthy, in my opinion. The candidates do not. The only candidate that I've seen lately that is attractive and looks to be the real deal now, it seems to me, is John Edwards.
Well, you know, but it's interesting. Edwards is an interesting guy. He is probably the most articulate person we've had running for president since Bill Clinton, and he's running an amazing campaign thus far. But he is finding it's very difficult to get any lift. He's not had the best of weeks. It looks like it appears as if his fundraising is going to be down a little bit. It appears as if his polling is down a little bit. He was at almost a double-digit lead in Iowa, and that's kind of evaporated. And I'm not certain why. It's perplexing to me because he is definitely one of the best candidates. Obama continues to grow. His television spots are up now in Iowa. I think that there's no question that someone in Obama's campaign made a mistake, with their internal memo, especially with. But at some point, Senator Obama's got to stop blaming his staffers and kind of get control of the campaign. This is the third time I think he's blamed staffers for something. And I say that as someone who supports fully Senator Barack Obama. I mean, he has my full and complete support, you know. But I think they've made a couple of mistakes. At some point, you can't just blame staff. At some point, you've got to fix it. And I'm excited. I think now that he's getting ready to go on television and start introducing himself. I mean, you know, everyone says, well, Senator Obama's peaked. You know, Barack Obama's peaked. Barack Obama's peaked with opinion leaders, people like you and me and, folks who pay attention to this. Where he's not peaked is where no one really knows who he is. And he's just getting ready to start introducing himself in Iowa and eventually in New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. He's got a lot of money to do it. And, you know, he's got a lot of small-time contributors, people who are contributing him to, over the Internet. I mean, 90% of his contributors are give $100 or less. That's
yeah, I would fall into that category, but now I'm starting to think about... Now I'm starting to think about giving the money to Edwards.
Yeah, and, you know, the other guy who is making a strong push is Bill Richardson.
I can't stand him. I don't like Bill Richardson at all.
He, let me tell you, his position on Iraq is, you know, not one troop left behind. I mean, he is, you know, with that announcement, he has really, you know, kind of separated himself from some of the others in the pack. He's raising a good bit of money, and I know your feelings about him. We talked about him before, but watch for him to start making a move. He's going to do. He's going to have a good fundraising quarter, and I think he's going to he's going to put himself, you know, at the top of that second tier of candidates after the next fundraising quarter.
Yeah, last time he came to town, he had a fundraiser for the people. Only problem was is the people had to pay $1,000 to get in to see him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But, anyway, look, I think Richardson is going to have a – I think he's going to surprise some people. Edwards, is going to – from all indications, appears his fundraising totals are going to be a little down. Barack is set to break some more records. Hillary Clinton will bring in a good bit of dough, and she's – you know, and then she's bringing in, Bubba. I mean, you know, the president's going to Iowa, I think, next week, and – it'll be interesting to see what impact, if any, he's got in Iowa. You talk about somebody who can draw a crowd and who's a natural. He's the guy.
Okay, so what you're saying to me is, Jay, chill out and hang in.
Hang in there, brother. I mean, you know, it's frustrating, I think, you know, the Iraq war vote, I think, got a lot of people, really upset that Democrats didn't hold the line and keep sending the same bill back to the president. I was frustrated. I think everybody was. But the end of the day, you know, the alternative is significantly worse. And we saw what the alternative is, and the alternative is, you know, 6 years of George Bush. It's going to be 8 years of George Bush. There's no second place in American politics. I think we found that out the hard way.
Yeah, I think you're right. Rich, thank you as always for your time. Really appreciate it. Be safe in your travels, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, man. Hang in there.
Okay.
There's the man, Rich Masters. Love him to death. 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Shannon with traffic.
Well, good morning. A new accident northbound I-25. This is on the off-ramp to Yale. We're seeing some backups to about Hamden. On the other side of the freeway, it's slow going southbound I-25 from 6th over to about Hamden through town. Speeds are in the 30s and 40s and 270 across Commerce City. Still struggling. No accidents, just heavy traffic in that area. Eastbound 36 near Federal. There was an earlier car fire, but that has been moved out of the way for you. AM 760 weather today, hot, high of 87. Tonight's lows around 57 for your Friday, a high of 90. It's currently 64. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rockies fans, celebrate Independence Day at Coors Field July 3rd and 4th with a spectacular fireworks display after each game. The Mets are in town, so come for the game and stay for the show. Get your fireworks tickets today. Purchase them at any Rockies ticket outlet or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
Just Brakes.
Yes, does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Everyone is a star. 8:28, 28 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I'll tell you what, people are stars at Rocky's Autos. Why? Because they bust their rear to make deals for you. That's really true. And Mary and I found that out over the last 11 years. Get on out to Rocky's. Save money with their matching down incentive. Their huge selection, over 650 vehicles ready to roll, including 07s, are out there at Rocky's. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used vehicles in all of Colorado, everything you can possibly think of. You can see the inventory yourself on the web, on the internets, at rockysautos.com. And the hours are great, too. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time. And if you come after 9, they'll take care of you, too. You'll be fine. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, and the rest of the gang out of Rockies. They definitely will take care of you. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. There's just not enough really good things I can say about them. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Good people, good deals, a great place to shop. Rockies Autos.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Old Shooter's going to have to cancel a hunting trip over this one. The Senate Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed some documents out of Dick Cheney's office in dealing with the eavesdropping on Americans. And the Senate is voting on 26 immigration amendments. We'll have the latest. And a court has given the green light to pat down people going into Tampa Bay Buccaneer football games. What about their constitutional rights?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Blues.
Eddie waited till he finished high school. He went to Hollywood, got a tattoo. He met a girl out there with a tattoo too. The future.
The kids still do that. They still run off to Hollywood. God, Hollywood used to be packed on Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset with Runaways. Let's go to Hollywood and be a star. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 86. And one of the great best places to go in Hollywood back in the old days, besides Musso and Frank on Hollywood Boulevard, which is still there. If you're ever out there, you should go to it. But one of the best places to go in the old days was the unemployment office. Because you would see tons of character actors there who were collecting unemployment checks because they couldn't get work. It's true. We used to go there and hang out and watch all that happen. And then they would do things like go to the movies in the middle of the day. Because they had nothing better going on to do. 8:32, 32 minutes after 8. We're going to open phones. We'll start early. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, it's okay with me. Don't care one way or the other. Right now, though, we'll get Shannon in here to talk about traffic.
Well, good morning, Jay. There is a new accident to tell you about. This is eastbound 6 approaching Federal. And if you're coming out of Thornton and Northland into town, we're still trying to wrap up this rush hour. Southbound I-25 still moving slow. Eastbound 270 across Commerce City, we're still seeing a lot of traffic this morning. And you're running into more heavy traffic southbound I-25 from 6 to about Hamden. Still cleaning up that accident. Northbound I-25, this is the off-ramp to Yale and in Aurora. Off-highway accident in the intersection of Orchard and Tower. AM 760 weather today. It's going to be a hot one. High of 87, low tonight around 57 for your Friday. Hotter still, high of 90, currently 73. I'm Shannon, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ladies, Fantastic Sams has something to make your hair healthy and beautiful for the summer. Their texture services can add bounce, curl, wave, and volume to your...
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Inviting you to enjoy DazBug experience. When we started DazBug, it was an American dream for our family. 11 years later, DazBug has become a premier brand.
We are starting a cultural revolution. We want people to take a break from the fast pace of life, taking the time to appreciate what is important. DazBug is more than just a cup of coffee. It is a lifestyle.
So join the Russian party and experience our passion for DazBug coffee.
Every Friday morning at 9, AM 760 is At the Movies with Jay Marvin and film critic Tom Tangney. A look at the latest movies in theaters and on video. Brought to you by The Video Station. Colorado's largest selection of movies on DVD and VHS. The Video Station has thousands of titles to choose from, including foreign film, independent movies, and a staff that really knows movies. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. At the Movies. Tomorrow morning at 9 on The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Hi, my name is Tom Collins. My show is called The Auto Answer Man. We were going to call it MoveOn.org, but the name was already taken. Sunday morning between 9 and 11, we're going to kick it off. Two glorious hours of cars and car repair on Sunday morning, so get the coffee going and tune in and call in with all of your questions. My guest technicians will be in here, experts on hand, to answer your questions free of charge. The Auto Answer Man Sunday morning. It gets underway at 9 o'clock right here. See ya.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
And John hits the ball out of the ballpark again with some more Floyd. Isn't it? Oh, hey, man, it's the stereo headphone hour. I got my black light on. Yeah. Ooh, dude, check out this bag of shrooms, man. 836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a thunderstorm's high today, 86. Open phones, anything you want to talk about? Yeah, we'll do it. Let's go to Van the Man in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Van.
Good show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've really been impressed by Edward lately.
Yeah, I really have, and I've been more impressed by Elizabeth Edwards because, hey, look what she did. She took out Ann Coulter. She just, like, and she won that, too. She made Ann Coulter look like an idiot.
Yeah, you know, and the thing that's funny is that, you know, your comment was is that he seems to be the real deal. He's genuine. And I really feel like the media is kind of trying to gore him with this whole disingenuous, you know, rap. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about the fact that they bring up the haircut and then they also bring up the fact that he's got all this money?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and the thing is that there's a long history of extremely wealthy people taking care of the less fortunate among us and working really, really hard and making it their life's work. I mean, FDR. You know, there's any number of folks from an aristocratic or wealthy background that devoted the later portions of their life to working for the common good. And I just think it's just so cynical and nasty what they're doing with that.
Well, I agree with you. And when I was talking to this guy, and he's real nice, but he's very conservative. And when I said, well, Edwards' money doesn't bother me. After all, one of our greatest presidents had tons of money, and it was FDR. And he laughed at me like he didn't think FDR was a great president. And I let it go, but what I really wanted to say to him was, oh, okay, well, let's do some comparisons here. Who is better, FDR or... And then I was going to, you know, start naming off incumbent Republican presidents and see what he would have to say. But, you know, the problem here is the younger you go with people, think about it. You have to be in your 80s or 80s plus to even really know anything about FDR unless you sit down and read a book about FDR or read a couple of books on him. So it's easy to, like, shirk that off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, one thing I was really glad about, I've got a 14-year-old son up at Boulder High, and he took, their like, political class or the U.S. civics class that they have for ninth graders. And I think they did a really good job of educating him about our political system and really helping him understand exactly how it works and what's going on. I thought it was really good. But the reason I called you, Jay, is that I went camping this past weekend for the first time, you know, in Colorado for a number of years. A lot of times I'll just head up to Wyoming. And I saw something this camping trip that literally made me cry. And that was what's happened to our forest up there because of the beetle kill.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know if you've taken a drive up there, but my son and I drove around for about 6.5 hours. You know, we were just going to go up near Kremling and scout out where we go hunting up there and that sort of thing. But instead, we just drove around and we just explored the extent of the kill between, you know, Winter Park, and it just goes on and on up near Rabbit Ears Pass. It kills you. And, you know, when I got back on Monday, I started doing research, and I probably spent about 25 hours reading about beetles and the different beetle kills and the various suspected causes and all of this sort of thing. And I think that we're sitting right now, I mean, after everything I read on the NASA website and everything I read about the Iconos imaging, there's a company out in Thornton that has a global imaging system that has been shooting pictures of this stuff spreading. It has to do specifically with the drought. I mean, it maps almost perfectly. And the fact that we are not getting the hard, extended freezes that we need to retard these beetles. I mean, what usually has stopped or mitigated these beetle kills is the fact that you get these extended freezes in the spring and the fall that would take out the pupa before they, you know, burrowed in for the winter, you know. And it's a bizarre animal, Jay. I mean, one of the things about it is it actually produces alcohol so that it's hard to kill in the wintertime.
It's almost impossible to wipe those things out.
Well, you can't even wipe them out, but you can mitigate it. I mean, pesticides, all of that, that's nonsense. It's literally cold and healthy trees with plenty of water. And what are the two things that, you know, Colorado is destined to not have? And that's extended cold in the spring and the fall and enough water so that our forests are, you know, truly healthy enough to repel these bugs. And, you know, we're watching it. So, you know, when people are like, well, what, you know, what's going on? You know, who cares about the Marianas Islands or whatever and yada, yada, yada? Well, go up to the mountains, you know. Those elk this year, yeah, it's going to be easy to get an elk up near Kremling because there's no damn cover, you know. But in a couple of years, the herd is going to get destroyed up there, you know.
Oh, that's sad.
It literally made me.
Well, it literally gave him silence. Yeah, that is sad. All All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tag in Gilpin. Tag, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to bring back the population impacts on the climate. You know, it's an issue that kind of transcends politics, and, you know, it goes, I don't know, far deeper than that. Like, the point I was wanting to bring up is just, like, the cultural take on it. You know, a lot of families are still based around, you know, like my grandparents, for example, they were raised from families where, you know, the family needed 7-8 children because they're all farm workers. You know, they needed hands on the field.
But in 2007, you don't need children.
I agree. And, you know, and it's undeniable that population has an impact on, you know, the world that we're seeing around us. And the point I wanted to make was that, you know, that's still kind of a mentality that I think is pretty strong among, you know, not only in America, but around the whole world, you know.
Well, the only way to overcome that is through information, education.
Absolutely.
And knowledge. But look at the people who, what was this guy, I can't think of his name, this guy who got caught with a prop, with that Hollywood, I'm sorry, with the Washington, D.C., as being a client of the Washington, D.C. madams, and he was involved, and I can't think now, maybe somebody will call and give it to us, with the State Department or something in the government that had to do with family planning, and that they were, that he was a big proponent of abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, there's an example right there.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's like you were saying, it's information that needs, you know, we need to let people know that there's consequences for the actions that they take, but, you know, it's hard to do that through politics when it's still such a cultural issue, you know, and it's something where, you know, children can be seen as, you know, more people to bring food to the table or money to the table, you know.
Well, we have to start dealing with folks. We have to start dealing with folks about this stuff. But as I said before, I mean, you've got this huge, huge movement of people out there. Well, I don't want to say it's huge, but you've got a movement of people out there, and you know this. They squawk every time you start getting into this stuff about anything having to do with any kind of sex education or birth control. They start going nuts.
Yep. And they put their, I mean, they put, you know, religious and ideology before, you know, common sense and before, you know, the realization that what we're doing to this planet, you know, the populations that we have, it does affect it, you know, and these are decisions that we are going to have to face.
Yeah, and you bring up a really interesting point, and I don't know if I can get to having a full discussion about it tomorrow. But I'm certainly going to do it someday in the future. And here's the question, because this is the point you brought up. Okay, what do you put first, your religion or your country?
Yeah, and not only just your country, but, you know, humankind in general. You know, I think we need to start looking beyond borders and seeing the impact that we all face together.
I think you're right. Hey, Tag, thank you, man. Excellent call. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Let's go to Senator Joan Fitzgerald, who is calling in. Senator, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Oh, my pleasure. I wanted to weigh in a little bit on the pine beetle devastation.
Sure, go ahead.
Just so you know, this year in the General Assembly, we passed a couple of bills to try to mitigate the damage and to protect ourselves from wildfire. I teamed up with Representative Al White from Winter Park to do a bill that allowed people to form governmental groups and tax themselves to try and take some of this product out. There'd be a taxing district formed, and then you could apply if you were a landowner, you had a lot of land, you needed help in getting some of the dead standing trees out. I'm trying to get fuel out of the fire. Or if you've got a, let's say you want to do a startup business, and it takes the trees out and uses the product for furniture or wood pellets or whatever, you could apply for a grant. Did the same thing, teamed up for a bill with Representative Gibbs from Summit County. and we got $1 million out of the water fund to protect watersheds. Our watersheds are in danger if any of those trees go up. I convened a meeting last summer and brought in all the stakeholders, and that includes the Rural Electrics, because the Western Grid runs through Grand County, CDOT, you know, what would we do for evacuation and roads, just to make sure all of the silos of government are sort of in touch with the fact that we have a lot of fuel standing in Summit, Grand, Eagle, Rapp counties. And then we sent a resolution to Congress and said, give us the ability to have a 10-year stewardship contract like you've done in Arizona, so that if we can take product out and convert it to pellets and use it for energy or some, you know, some good use for this dead standing wood, that we know we've got 10 years of product to work with.
Well, you know, that's I'm sure Van is going to feel a whole lot better and bolder about this, and I'm sure a lot of other people are going to feel very good about this, including myself, that you guys and that yourself, you're out there working on this problem, because it is a problem, and also getting that fuel out of the fire, that's a huge thing too, because when you have that laying around, I mean, that's just tinderbox situation, and you're asking for trouble.
We needed some fire breaks, and actually there are a lot of things we could do. We added to the one of the renewable energy bills, we added biomass so that we could use some of this stuff, and it would be part of a regeneration. That dead standing timber has a very short shelf life of being usable. When it gets too dry, there's no product you can use it for.
Mm.
So we tried, you know, to get a little bit ahead of it this year, but it has gone on neglected for a long period of time. And, of course, you know, it's BLM land, it's national forest, it's state forest, it's private landowners, and trying to find a way, because the devastation is so great, to do anything was rather difficult.
Well, thanks for hanging in there, and thanks for getting it done. And also, thanks for calling the program. Certainly appreciate it. And, boy, call any time. And also, my best to your husband.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. And good luck to you. I think people listen to you because they want to hear current important things rather than the Paris Hilton stories.
Paris who? No, I'm only kidding. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
See you later. Open phones continues. 303-713-7600. We thank Senator Fitzgerald for calling in. Shannon with Progressive Traffic.
Good morning, Jay. Boulder Turnpike looking pretty good as we wrap up the rush hour. Eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Federal. Watch for a new accident. It's just coming in there. And southbound I-25, speeds are starting to pick up, coming into town from about 84th. Eastbound 270 starting to pick up as well. Still cleaning up an accident northbound I-25. This is the off-ramp to Yale and in Aurora off-highway accident in the intersection of Orchard and Tower. AM760 weather today. Hot, high of 87. Low tonight around 57. And in a small chance we could see some thundershowers for your Friday. Another warm one. High of 90. Currently 75. I'm Shannon. AM760.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon.
Attention shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's traveling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
And your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-5581. That's 800-300-5581. 800-300-5581.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. See store for details on advertised price guarantee.
Last week at the Go Used Car Super Sale, we sold hundreds of cars and trucks. Now, Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory.
inventory. So let's swap cars. Go swap your old one for a brand new car or truck. Go swap and receive the highest value for your trade-in. Go swap and we'll meet or beat any advertised price. So let's swap cars. Right now at all 17 Go showrooms. Shop thousands of Toyotas, Jeeps, Nissans, Fords, Hondas, Dodges, and more. You'll even see your trade-in value up front with a new Go Smart Choice. Go needs your trade-ins to replenish our inventory. So what are you waiting for? Let's swap cars and receive the highest value for your trade-in at all 17 Go showrooms. So let's swap cars. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now. 800-595-9985.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Away from the top of the hour, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 86, AM 760. Progressive Talk. That's open phones with me, Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. And let's go to Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to call yesterday. I'm a loyal listener. I listen all the time. But the guy you had on the phone kind of towards the end of the show that was talking about you're bringing up that so many of these guys had never served, Cheney and Wolfowitz and Pearl. And I really felt like he was missing the point. I wanted to call yesterday, but I didn't have the chance. And correct me if I'm wrong on my interpretation of what you were trying to show. But it wasn't that you didn't think that people who had not served in the military could have an opinion, or if they were in power could, you know, had the right to send people into battle. That was not what you were saying, I don't think. And, you know, we had a president prior to this one that had not served, but in my opinion, you know, handled the responsibility of sending people into harm's way. You know, he treated it very seriously and was, you know, Clinton was very careful about what he did. I mean, when he went into Bosnia or when they intervened in Bosnia, you know, he was he never put boots on the ground when the situation was tough, and he received a lot of criticism for that. He turned out to be right, you know, when he used the Air Force. But he was responsible in his use of our military. And you know, when we had that coup in Haiti, and we had guys, you know, Marines scrambled that were going to go down and have to be potentially in hand to hand, you know, in house to house combat with that coup. And he sends Carter down you know, 45 minutes before the planes get there, and I cannot remember the guy's name that was ousted out of Haiti, but he said, look, you know.
Aristide.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Clinton and Carter, with the aid of Carter, went out of their way not to have those guys go into battle if they didn't have to.
Well, what I object to is the fact that these folks seem to always have bloodlust and that they want to talk tough. They want to rattle sabers. They're always advocating action, yet they themselves have never seen any.
Right.
And maybe if they had, maybe they would be more responsible, and maybe they would weigh out these decisions with a lot more caution than sitting there and rubbing salt into open wounds and trying to provoke people into getting into armed conflicts with us.
Right.
That's
yeah.
what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, thank you, man.
All right, you have a good day, Jay.
Okay, you too. Appreciate it. All right, open phones will continue at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, it's on the table.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
I'm in less than half without any increase in your payments. No More Mortgage has helped thousands of people for over 10 years. Call now for your free CD. 1-800-353-0926.
No More Mortgage is going to save us over $300,000. And we're going to be paid off early.
You can't help but feel good about that.
Call for your free CD now. 1-800-353-0926. 800-353-0926.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. One of the most important civil rights rulings in years from the Supreme Court, striking down diversity plans in Seattle and Jefferson County, Kentucky, that considered race when assigning students to schools. Michael Rossman of the Center for Individual Rights.
I'm not sure that education must be entirely and completely colorblind at the K-12 level, but it can be used for extreme situations, and these just were not extreme situations.
The court's 5 most conservative justices signed off on the ruling, but importantly, one of them, Justice Anthony Kennedy, refused to wipe race out of the picture completely, CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cullen.
These plans in these districts are finished, but Justice Kennedy may have saved slightly different plans in other school districts around the country because in his concurring opinion, he says you can't always and forever rule out the use of race as a factor. So there's a lot of nuance to these rulings.
Also today, the High Court refuses to allow Texas to execute mentally ill death row inmate Scott Panetti, who realizes he killed his estranged wife's parents but thinks he's being executed for preaching the gospel. Scott Dieter of the Death Penalty Information Center.
The court's ruling was 20 years ago on this issue, and so there's been a lot more understanding of mental illness, and I think this is trying to keep up with that.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington with more CBS News. Here's Nick Young.
Another standoff is looming between the President and Congress over the investigation into fired federal prosecutors. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, this one sets the stage for a constitutional showdown. President Bush invoking executive privilege on documents and testimony sought by Congress on the firings of those prosecutors. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley says the president may be trying to run out the clock on a major controversy.
What he may hope is that this would go on so long that he would be out of office.
But it could also end up in court along with a new Senate Judiciary Committee demand for information on the Bush warrantless surveillance program. The White House describes subpoenas on that issue as outrageous. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A key vote on immigration reform is underway. Live at Capitol Hill and CBS's Bob Foss.
This procedural vote will be close and needs 60 to win as opponents use a filibuster to try to kill the immigration bill. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker opposes legal status for illegal immigrants.
I think that Americans feel that they are losing
their country.
Democrat Ted Kennedy says the bill is the best chance to solve a problem.
Every person that votes no is going to know that this situation is going to get worse and worse and worse.
If the bill goes down, so does the $4 billion for new fences and other controls along the border. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, they're back. They really, really wanted to reunite, and so they have. The Spice Girls, who sold more than 50 million albums in their heyday, plan 11 shows in December and January. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial.
Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company in Columbus, Aflac.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A grim story out of rural Park County. That's where a 24-year-old female intern with the Colorado Geological Survey made a desperate radio call just before she went missing.
She needed help. Called her name and said she needed help.
Officials say Alyssa Morimoto was mapping geological sites in the San Isabel National Forest when she went missing Tuesday afternoon. Her body was found 10 hours later. A man camping near where she was found is in custody on suspicion of murder one. Colorado Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo sent a head of lettuce in a fruit basket to Homeland Security boss Mike Chertoff, making his point against an immigration bill. He says Chertoff exaggerated when he said lettuce and fruit are not being picked because of problems with the current immigration system. Our Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says Tancredo is not the immigration expert.
They would rather listen to the farmers and ranchers of Colorado and the dairy farmers as opposed to those who are trying to play political stunts with what is a national security and very important economic and humanitarian issue.
Salazar says several Colorado farm and ranch organizations need legal immigrants to keep food supplies affordable. And with only one unionized hotel in Denver, state delegates to next year's Democratic National Convention will stay in non-union hotels. The Hyatt Regency, which is unionized, will be used by national party officials and their staffers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Shannon with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning, John. Thank you. Eastbound 6th Avenue, about Federal, that accident has been moved out of the way for you, so a speed should be picking back up. Westbound 36 at McCaslin, there's a accident. It has been moved way off to the shoulder. Shouldn't be a problem for you. And rest of the main highway is looking good with speeds picking up on I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Construction alerts today. Right lane of westbound 76 is going to be closed at 104th till about 3:30, and single lane closures both directions of I-70 at E-470 for median shoulder work today. AM 760 weather. Hot today. A high of 87. Partly cloudy skies for us.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
After 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, it's get on my Bimmer. It's open phones here at 303-713-7600. I want to ride my Bimmer X5. Okay. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. That's McCaslin, by the way, Shannon, not McCaslin, right? That's on 36? That's off 36? Which some people are talking about turning into a toll road in order to widen it. I saw this whole documentary a couple of days ago on the Autobahn, which I've never seen and never been on. I would love to drive my Bimmer on the Autobahn. It's an inside joke between Turk and myself.
Bimmer, the ultimate driving machine.
Yeah, Bimmer. And they have parts of the Bimmer, the Autobahn where you can go as fast as you want. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to shut that down. They're going to stop that and impose speed limits throughout the whole entire thing. But in this documentary, they were making this point about roads. That when they built the Autobahn, and of course it was built under Adolf Hitler, but when they built it and when they put it together, they formulated the road surface itself to last like 20 years. Where when we built the interstate freeway system in this country under Eisenhower, we formulated it to last 10 years. So have you ever noticed that the roads are always continuously breaking down? Now, is that planned obsolescence so somebody makes money? And I know that a lot of you say, oh, get off this thing about the roads. We're tired of hearing you talk about it. But I don't know how you can be tired of me talking about it since you have to use it the same as myself. And this whole thing about privatization of the roads. You know, roads are a lot more than just getting from one place to the other. The infrastructure of this country is also about national security. It's also about transportation of goods and services. It's important. And I've always wondered about this. Okay, so is the surface of the roads, are they timed to give out? Because what people will tell you is, well, we've had an unusually cold winter, and there's a lot of snow on the ground, and this and that, and they get involved. And I'm not saying that that's not legitimate. I'm not saying that at all. But just like we talked to Governor Ritter about a couple of weeks ago, you know what? The infrastructure in this place is getting old, and we're going to have to do something about it. Now, the question is, how do we intend to pay for it, and how do we intend to do it? And there are going to be those that are going to get up, and they're going to say nothing. They're going to say, oh, we don't need it, and if we need it that bad, we should privatize the roads. I don't know about you, but I hate toll roads. I hate the idea of them. I hate having to deal with them. I hate having to even, because, well, let's see. Mary and I have lived in Chicago 3 times. There is nothing worse than sitting there waiting to get up to the change basket or having to go through a toll booth. Some people say, well, get one of those passes. Yeah, that's all well and good, but what do you do when you don't drive the thing every single day? Then what? And has this ever happened? Well, this probably never happened to you, but it's happened to me. And I'm sure it's happened to those of you who have lived in other states that have toll roads. Okay, you go to get on, and you're on some rural road, or you're on some off-ramp out in the suburbs, way out in the suburbs, and the toll is 35 cents. And you reach into your pocket, and you don't have 35 cents. And it isn't that you're broke, but you have paper money on you. Or you don't have 35 cents. You've got two quarters. So what are your choices now? Your choices now are either you throw the two quarters in the basket and you lose money, or you run the thing and get photographed. It just amazes me that there are people out there who want to take something that is considered to be the property of the public and that our parents, our grandparents' grandparents that have worked so hard on, and we used to have such pride in all of this stuff, and now, think about it, we don't have any pride anymore. And we're going to break down everything. And we're going to privatize everything. As if with privatization, there's no excess, there's no cheating, there's no wrongdoing, there's no overcharging. Okay, here's my argument against privatization. Let's look at Iraq. Private corporations over there have done a marvelous job, haven't they? And I've often wondered about this. Why do people trust the private sector more than they do the public sector when you sit down with the average person? Don't get them on this topic, but just ask them, hey, how's your job? How would you rate the efficiency of the place you work? Would you rate it as being a 10? Would you rate it as being a 9? Would you rate it as being a 6? Would you rate it as being a 7? Most people would say that there is corruption and waste and politics and BS going on in their workplace. But yet, they get suckered into the privatization argument every single time. Now, I'm not sitting on here saying that everything should be publicly owned and that we should have no privatization of any kind. I don't believe in that at all. Pure socialism doesn't work either. But it really gets me how people slip into that. You know the other thing, too? Tomorrow we're going to have Tom Tagney on the program to talk about movies. I'm going to ask him about this. I'm going to ask him to give me a list of 5 all-time great German films. The reason I say this is because I've seen this movie twice. I saw it the other day again. Has anybody out there seen Other People's Lives? Now, I remember we talked about it originally when it came out, and I believe it was Academy Award nominated. But I happen to have a chance to see that movie again. I don't know if that's out on DVD or not. I should call the video station in Boulder or the Video Stop and ask them if that movie's out in DVD. Because I would love to have a copy of that. I have never been so enthralled, and I've never been so moved by a film as I was by that one. Well, I was so moved by it that I saw it twice. What a great film. What a great film. And if you haven't seen it, and if it happens to be out on DVD, go to someplace like the Video Station or the Video Stop or whatever near in your neighborhood and try to rent it. Because, boy, it's a great movie. And on top of that, it's more relevant today. Well, let me put it this way. It's as relevant today as it was in the period that it was made, supposedly made, well, the period that it reflects, which is East Germany and the Stasi in 1984. All right, open phones 303-713-7600. Nick in Denver. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I've got a really quick question here that nobody's asked. My question is this. Everybody's been talking about impeachment with Cheney and Bush. I think that would be a horrendous act. And I'm curious as to know is if we could wait until after they're out of office, is there any legality to where we could go after them after they're out of office?
I think that would be really, really, really shaky. I don't know of anybody that's ever that they've ever gone after?
Because my thought is if it's proven that they actually broke the law and no one's supposedly above the law in this country, and they're waiting all these indictments, and they do it after they get out of office, is that legal?
I have to tell you something. I'm not sure. I don't know, but I'll tell you what I will do. I'll find out.
Okay.
Because I know somebody who will know and who specializes in this stuff, and I'll ask him.
Okay.
And I'll see what he says, and I'll see what he says, and I'll try to get an answer for you today, and I'll get on the air tomorrow with it.
Okay. I'll be listening.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy your show.
Oh, man. Thanks. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that answer about going after them after they've gotten out. I think there's some immunity to that, but I'm not sure. But I know a constitutional lawyer, and I'll ask and see what he says. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, I know you were mentioning about this new tow road. Travel around quite a bit, and my question is, we're so worried about that road. Why is it, though, it seems like every 6 months or so we're tearing up parts of Federal? And I also, well, actually, I live in Highlands Ranch, and what bothers me, we're talking about our new road, and I guess I'm trying to make the comparison is, if you just look at the, what am I trying to say here, I guess, where people live, say, where, of course, Highlands Ranch, we can afford to repaint the roads over and over again. We paint the schools, but then when it comes to, you know, the roads like Federal where poor people live, of course, we don't pay any attention to that. We're more focused on, you know, in Highlands Ranch and they paint that road every 6 months just like they do every other. But why are we going to worry about this tow road? Yeah, we can't even fix Federal where that's like between, I think, what is it, like Evans and, you know, further south, there's a section there that they're just constantly tearing up.
Yeah, and then there's also parts of Federal too that are rough. And it's funny you should bring Federal up because the week before last, I drove about, I'd say, well, I drove a good ways down Federal, and I don't know what the answer to that is. And I don't know if that runs on tax base. I don't know if that runs on economics. I don't know if that runs on a long-term planned project in which they don't want to tie traffic up so they only do so much of it at a time. But I think that's really a good question, and I think it's one worth asking about. I think it's definitely one worth asking about. The only experience I have with this is when I lived in Chicago, it was well known that under Mayor Daley, not under the son, but under the old man, and also under other mayors, Blandick and other ones, and even it was alleged about Jane Byrne, too, that if you lived on the south and west side, that the snow was not plowed and not cleared as quickly as it was on the north side, and that the roads were not taken as well a care of on the south and west sides as they were on the north sides. And you know why that is. Population and economics and the fact that, yeah, most of the people who lived on the south side at that time and also lived on the west side were poor.
Yeah, I understand. And this is why the poor always be poor, because we are constantly taking away things to make their life easier. Therefore, they can never really get ahead because everything is such an inconvenience for them. And we wonder why these people are frustrated in society. That's basically all I had to say about that. But.
Well, I think that's really true, but I think we ought to. I think we ought to also worry about not only the idea of 36 being made into a toll road, but the idea that there are people out there whose answer to the state's infrastructure problems and the aging of the state is to try to play the game with us about, well, if you need it that bad, privatize it. No, it's the republic. It's the public's responsibility to step up for the good of all and to take care of certain things in the community, and the roads you drive over happens to be one of those things.
Yeah, most definitely. And again, I mean, they do it, though. I drive it now. I don't know what they're doing, but there's a part, like I said, on Federal. It looks like they're, I don't know if they're widening it or what exactly they're doing, but wouldn't it be easy just, look, if you're going to spend the money on it, try to spend the money to just, you know, quit doing the asphalt, just, or whatever, yeah, concrete the whole thing, and quit using asphalt, okay? It's a known fact. If you look at the roads in Hines Ranch, they're not as bad, even still they're having problems with them, but it's not like it seems like every year they're rebuilding that stretch of the road.
Well, it seems like every single year when the weather warms up, the construction starts. So, you know, you got a point on that. Hey, Ed, be careful out there on the roads, man, and thanks for the call.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy, like buying a Hyundai. Starting with the Hyundai Sonata, with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry. Or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by theCarConnection.com. Or the Azera, with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket. Because right now, you can get more with great deals across the lot. Like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. So you get more, and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease, just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price. Negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Feedback.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, 926, 26 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 86, slight chance thunderstorms. The Senate, by the way, has blocked the immigration bill. So now we're back to square one. That's a defeat for George W. Bush, but it's also a defeat for a lot of other people as well. Oh, you're right, Tommy Tancredo. We should build a wall. shouldn't we? You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see all of the illegal immigrants kicked out of the country. All of them. Gone. Why? Because I'd love to see the sticker shock on people's faces when prices rise dramatically. Oh. What are you talking about? $40 for a steak? Well, yeah, see, we don't have anybody to work in the restaurant anymore, and we now have to pay $35 an hour for a guy to wash dishes. Pearl diver, you know, as they used to call them. So, you don't really think that we're going to eat that cost. You're going to eat it. Here, have this one medium well, or well done, or rare, and then we're going to pass the price increase on to you. See, I'm all for that. Let's start paying realistically for things for what they really cost. Gas, other things. And let's see how long people like it. Let's see how long they're willing to take it. Let's see how popular Tom Tancredo is in his district when the prices shoot out of control. Let's go to Jim in Brighton. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I don't think I would include gas in that, what you just said. I think they're making plenty.
Well, I think there's an argument to be... Some people make the argument that we try as best we can to hold down fuel costs and that we pay less than people do, say, for instance, in Europe, and that we should stop doing that and let it seek its level. But I was only being sarcastic. I was not being truthful. I was not being serious.
Yeah, that was sarcastic. My definition of privatization, it would be safe to say that maintenance of the public highways is used with tax dollars, right?
Yep.
So that would be a public service. So my definition of privatization would be anytime you privatize a public service, you take the emphasis off of public service and put it on profit.
Well, that would be exactly right.
Yeah.
In other words, here's something to think about. If you went and you went and took all of the interstate system, and you privatized it. You made it into toll roads. Okay, think of all of the companies that have goods and services that they get that are carried by trucks, by truck drivers, for instance. Now, do you think that the cost of that and the cost of paying the tolls and all of that stuff, do you think that they're going to eat that or are they going to pass that on?
Yeah, absolutely, they'll pass it on. The problem with the roads right now is that all the tax money is going elsewhere. But I got one more quick thing for you before I go. I got a campaign slogan for Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, let me hear it.
If he promises us that he will remove the urine smell from the White House, we'll vote for him. Thanks, Jay. Have a nice day.
Thanks, man. Ooh, Rudy! Rudy! Ooh, Rudy, ooh. Yeah, Rudy. Oh, hey, Morgan Troyer from the DVD Stop sent me an email. I think the movie you're talking about is The Lives of Others. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right, Morgan. It's not on a DVD yet, and I'm not seeing a date when it will be released. Thank you, Morgan. At the DVD Stop. Boy, what a great guy he is. And that's the movie, The Lives of Others. And, man, you should definitely... I don't know where that's playing. It's not in the theaters anymore. And I don't even know if it's on demand. But if you get a chance to see it, watch it. If I went home and found it on the on-demand menu, I'd watch it again, and that would make it a third time that I've seen that film. 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Here is Shannon with a look at the traffic.
Well, good morning, Jay. Main highway's looking pretty good with speeds picking up on I-25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Southbound 225 over to the Denver Texaco and I-25, still a little sluggish from an earlier accident that's been cleaned out of the way for you. Construction alerts today. Right lane at westbound 76 will be closed at 104th till about 3:30. And single lane closures both directions of I-70 at E-470 for median and shoulder work today. AM 760 weather, sunny, hot one. High of 87, low tonight around 57 for your Friday. Another hot one, high of 90. It's currently 77. I'm Shannon, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looks like a great day to barbecue. So why not head to Walmart's backyard barbecue aisle? It has everything you need for your...
Philips is proud to sponsor Live Earth in their global movement to solve the climate crisis. Live Earth will take place on July 7th as 9 major cities from around the world will provide 24 hours of music to highlight the problems and solutions to climate change. Philips is providing sensible and simple solutions through energy-efficient lighting to help solve the problem of climate change. Join us in the movement to make a simple switch today. Philips, sense and simplicity.
This hour of music is brought to you by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Store. Stop in today and save big. HP fax cartridges not included.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones here with Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. Did I mention that I'm going to be gone again next week? Yeah, next week I'm going to be gone, but this time it's a actual vacation, not a family situation. And they'll have a variety of folks probably sitting in for me, and I'll be back on Monday, July the 9th. I have not been anywhere. Mary and I haven't been anywhere on a vacation in over a year now. So we're looking forward to going and doing something. Maybe I'll drive my Bimmer on vacation. Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Did I hear you were kidding about the price of steaks going up?
Yeah, I was just joking around.
Okay. Well, the problem I have with that is that, you know, you hear that even among progressives. that, you know, that we can't do anything. We've got to have all of these people coming into this country to keep prices down. And, you know, I just sit in utter disbelief.
Well, that's part of it. I don't think it's all of it, but I think that's one of the prices that, you're going to pay. And even if I didn't believe that that was true, there's nothing wrong with joking around on the radio. There's no penalty for that.
You just scared me. You sounded so bloody serious.
Well, I mean, listen, there is a part and parcel of that that is absolutely true. I mean, it's one thing to say to people, okay, you know, there's no such thing as the fact that Americans won't do the jobs. And then you say to them, yeah, but they won't. And then the person answers you back and says, yes, but what you need to do is you need to unionize those jobs or raise the, or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And it's unrealistic to believe that any industry, anybody, small business person, large business people, whatever, that they're going to say, oh, well, that's just the cost of doing business. I'll just take that. No, they'll figure out a way to get it out of us. That's economics.
Yes, but Jay, it's an example. If the United States government, let me give you a really gross example. And if the United States government took a position against the use of slave labor in China to produce blue jeans, Costco couldn't sell blue jeans for $12.95 a pair. You just couldn't do it.
No, you're right about that also.
But you're getting your blue jeans for $12.95 a pair because they're being produced by slaves. Now, where do you draw the line? I mean, I pay as I...
Well, wait a minute. So when you say where do you draw the line,
Costco jeans for $12.95?
In dealing with China?
No, I'm talking personally. We've all got personal decisions to make. Do you go buy Costco jeans for $12.95 a pair, or do you do like I do and go online and buy union-made jeans for $30 a pair?
No, I do what you do. I've always done that.
Okay. Do you buy a Subaru, which is a relatively inexpensive car, which is non-union made, which company has engaged in active anti-union campaigns?
No, I don't buy.
Or do you buy a car that's union made?
My car is to the best of my knowledge, my car is union made.
And that's great. And I'm not being xenophobic about it. You can buy a Volvo, okay? That's union made.
No, I understand that. Listen, I get exactly where you're coming from there. You're absolutely right. Nothing says that because you buy a union made car, nothing says that you have to go and you have to buy one that is specifically made in Detroit or in any part of the United States. And also, by the way, yeah, there's nothing that says you have to do that. You're absolutely right about that.
But I think this argument, I'm one who believes, along with Bernie Sanders, okay, that the issue is not that these are jobs Americans won't do, because you take a look at the meatpacking industry as an example. That was a good job 20 years ago. It was a union job. It paid. It benefits.
Right, exactly.
It did all of that, and then what happened is the industry then started a comprehensive plan of deunionizing by exploiting illegal immigrants.
Well, I'm not going to argue the point with you that illegal immigrants are not exploited. I think that's absolutely well known. I think a lot of people know that, and I think this idea of not trying to work to get them any kind of legal status or any way to join mainstream America, because there's 12 or 13 million of them. I think if you keep them in the shadows, then you're just enabling that abuse.
Yeah, but, and practically we have to deal with that. But the progressives of us out here who do not support the immigration bill are saying we want to fix the border security and internal security matters first. Come up with an effective plan to deal with employers who hire illegals.
Well, you know why that's not happening.
It's never going to happen.
Well, you know why, too.
Well, yeah, because Ted Kennedy allows the American Chamber of Commerce to be involved in the negotiation of the secret immigration company.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't be so one-sided. Because it's not only Ted Kennedy. Are you going to sit here and tell me that there's nobody in the GOP that's involved in this?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't expect it. That's what I expected.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Hold it a second, my friend. If you're gonna name names, and I have no horse in the race about Ted Kennedy either way because he's not my senator. But if you're gonna name names, okay, there's nobody who takes money from large businesses like the GOP.
Oh, absolutely.
They just see an issue. They see this whole issue two ways, even though they don't want to admit it. They see it, number one, as yet another chance to do something that they've been doing for a long, long time and have been very successful at it. And that is polarizing Americans. And polarizing Americans not only against each other, but also against people who have come here, and the majority of them have come here basically to look for work and a better life. That's one. Two, they're scared of those folks, quote-unquote, becoming citizens. Because their feeling is that if they become citizens, what are they going to do? They're going to register Democratic. So they're scared of that. So that makes them fearful. And three, they're more than willing on any situation, 9 times out of 10, and I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying the majority of them, they're more than willing to do business's bidding. They're more than willing to create conditions that are just not favorable for business. They're overwhelmingly favorable to the point where they're unfair.
And I would say that their first priority is what you've listed third. Okay, and
I think their priority is all of those things.
I think if you prioritize what their interests are, their first interest is to make is essentially to destroy the working class in this country. Okay, and any efforts because they're trying, you know, look at the trade deals that are going down. Okay.
Well, that's another
example. What bothers me is the Democrats that are behind. Have you had David Sirota on, by the way, recently to talk about the secret Democratic trade deal?
No, because he's now either moved here or was in.
He's in Denver now, and he's.
Yeah, he's here. He was here, but when that whole subject came up, he was in the process of moving.
Well, it's back in the works again. You might want to get him on to talk about it because this is another situation where we see Democrats reaching an agreement with George Bush and selling out working people again.
Well, I don't think the Democratic Party, as I said to Rich Masters earlier, I don't see the Democratic Party as the savior of anything. I think that given the choice between the two parties, we're better off with the Democrats. I think there are a lot of really good Democrats. There's a lot of really hardworking Democrats. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi is not all things to all people. She's not a 100 or 150%. You're never going to get 100 or 150%. And anybody thinks that they are and is holding out some fantasy that you're going to get it, it's never going to be achieved. The best you can do is to put pressure on your own local representative and the people who are in your state and in your community in order to get them to do something. You can't worry about her. Yeah, she's Speaker of the House. I understand that. But she's also a congresswoman from San Francisco in a relatively safe seat.
Yes, but she's also the one who was intimately involved in the negotiation of the Andean trade deal.
Okay, but here's the deal.
But here's the deal.
Okay, here's the deal. This is my point. Send her an email.
Send her a
letter. Yeah, okay, do you know what she thinks? She doesn't care. Why? Because you're not registered to vote there, and you can't affect her life one way or the other. Send one to your local congressman. I don't know where you live.
Salazar, too.
Well, okay.
Not particularly. He's fallen in line with these people
then,
on these deals.
Then if somebody comes along and challenges him in a primary when he runs again, you work for the person who's his opponent.
Yes.
What other choice do you have? You don't have any other choice.
Well, the other choice is to get on your show and try to convince people who think like me, who may not be aware of what's going on, and ask you to bring this information to the progressives out there so that we can start writing a campaign. So it's not just me who's sending Salazar an email, but, you know, everybody who's out there. And I think, I mean, that's why I raise these issues, is because I think...
Well, you can raise them all you want, but on a practical level, I'll go back to what I said before. You can send Nancy Pelosi and these folks all the letters you want.
Oh, yeah.
What you got to do is you got to work on the people who represent you directly. Who's your congressperson?
Perlmutter. And he opposes these
uh-huh. Okay. And Ed Perlmutter's a great guy. So
part of the... Well, he's mad as hell because Emanuel shut the opponents down in the Democratic caucus and wouldn't let them deal with the trade deal.
Yeah, I don't care for Rahm Emanuel either. I have a huge problem with him, too. But once again, the only thing you can do is to pressure locally. I got to tell you something. I have quit giving money to the Democratic Party as a whole. I've stopped.
Yeah, I have, too.
And the only people I give money to, and the only people I will give money to, are Congressman Udall and Congressman Perlmutter. And I'm going to work on Congressman Udall's campaign for Senate. And I'll tell you something else. I'm going to start giving John Edwards money. But that's as far as I draw the line. Anybody else who sends me any solicitation emails or anything else, forget it, man. You know what? I'm not giving them any money. And that's the only way I know how to battle this stuff out.
Well, Jay, it's good talking to you. I hear the music in the background, so they're trying to get us off the air. So.
Oh, man, you can stay as long as you want. All right, call me again.
I will. You have a good day.
Yeah, take care, man.
Bye-bye.
It's 9:49, 49 minutes before the...
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, eSurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to eSurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At eSurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to eSurance?
Just buy your eSurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money can I save with eSurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with eSurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at eSurance.com.
52 minutes after the hour. Speaking of racing cars, let me put a last time plug in here for Rockies Autos. And I want to do that for a couple of reasons. Number one, because they're really good stand-up people, and they mean a lot to me. And when you find something really good, you want to share that. And number two, because they've got this huge selection of over 650 vehicles on the lot, the largest selection of clean late model cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, plus matching down incentive going on, which helps you out. It really does when it comes to your car payment. And the selection is just huge. And here's the other thing. Buying a car is a major decision. Now, I don't care what your income level is. You go someplace, you want to get treated with respect. And they'll do that at Rockies. And a lot of dealerships size you up and ignore you. And that's not right. And that's not going to happen at Rockies. And that's what I really like about them. They're genuine folks. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire, two of the nicest people they'll ever meet. Spanky Herrera, great guy. Fred Lebrato. The list just goes on and on of really, really, really good people. They're open tonight until 9, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's Rockies Autos. See them on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or go check them out, corner 63rd and Federal.
Used to be, Paul was just an average guy.
I work at a grocery store.
Ross Jardine changed that.
And I just absorbed it like a sponge. The more I do it, the easier it gets. 15 minutes a day now. So simple.
Paul saw success very early with Ross Jardine's stock investor program.
I put in a put play, and I made a real quick $1,700.
What they say is actually true.
Even in the down market, I can make money. It's a beautiful thing.
Where does Paul go from here?
Oh, it's such a rush. I can make a living off doing this. This will replace my current job. I am going to own two homes within 5 years.
So what's Paul's advice?
Give this program a chance. It will work for you. Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. Let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software.
Call for your free DVD. 800-319-0982. 800-319-0982. That's 800-319-0982.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here we go!
Yes, we all have to be somebody. 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, last 5 minutes, then I'll get in my Bimmer and roll home on my luxurious Bimmer. Let's go to Noah in Thornton. Noah, thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
I just want to talk about that road. I just think it's a phenomenally bad idea to put another toll road in Denver. I can't believe the cost of the toll roads out here to begin with. I think it actually leads to more traffic pollution than anything. And what's the whole purpose of a road? You build it so other people will drive it. Well, if no one can afford to drive it, then you've just basically done nothing.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And it's ridiculous to think that people would buy, for instance, these iPasses or other deals.
I can't afford to drive that thing for $1.50 each way.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a killer. Can you imagine that? Plus, on top of that, what you got to pay for gas plus maintenance on your vehicle?
I think the whole road, the whole 470 road around town is an abomination in itself.
I never use it.
Precisely. You know why? Because it costs too much.
Yeah, but also because there's just something about it. I'm just ideologically opposed to it. I mean, I think it's wrong, and I don't think it's that big of a, it's like they advertise, it saves time. No, you know what? Okay, so if everybody used it, how's it going to save time?
Listen, Jay, if that road was a public road, which it should be, then you would get people off of I-25 and off of all the other roads, and that would actually lead to lower pollution because people wouldn't be sitting in traffic. I mean, it's ludicrous the way they do things around this area. I grew up in New York where it's king of toll roads. It costs the same amount of money to drive almost all the way across New York State as it does to drive around 470. That road is only a road for millionaires. And if they're going to build another one on 36, I got news for you. All you're going to see on that is maybe a Prius, about one of them, with two people in it, and all the rest of them are going to be people in, like, Beamers and Mercedes and everything else like that looking at us little poor people as we sit in traffic and go nowhere.
Oh, you mean Bimmers?
And I'm just talking about the fact that it's an economic thing. I mean,
yeah, I know. Listen, I agree with you, and that's exactly what it is. What it does is it appeals to people with money, and also it appeals to people with no sense of public service or public value.
It's our modern version of let them eat cake.
Yes, exactly. I agree. Listen, you know what? I agree. I hate toll roads. I hate them. I hate them. They are wrong. And but you mark my words. You mark my words. When the governor and the legislature starts to look at this issue of the aging infrastructure in this state, there are going to be those, and I think everybody knows who I'm talking about, who are going to come forward, and they're going to start screaming toll roads.
Well, you know what? Those are the same people that serve the same economic class, and that's all. And people need to understand that. These power struggles go back pre-Roman Empire, and it's all the same thing. It just has a different name to it. And if anyone wants to study history, I want people to look at the fall of Rome and start comparing it to America, because it's eerily the same.
Well, you know, there's a chance of that, but I still remain optimistic that you and I and everybody else is going to reverse it. Noah, thanks, man. Great call.
All right, thank you.
All right. That's it. I am now going to get in my Vimmer and go home. See you tomorrow morning, starting at 6.
Of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 303-372-2917.
AM 760 is your home of the Colorado